This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Hola. Hola. Yeah. I know. We're black, black. I don't even know why I made the intro 16. Yeah. Yeah. Look. I wanted this for my whole life. Wanna make millions for my whole life. I never knew this would be my life. Fucking bad bitches for my whole life. My whole life, 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 my whole life. I wanted this for my whole life. Say I'm cocky and it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. Me, I got my jewelry and my clothes right. Swag is on point, level so high. If you're saying you're somebody, you be so lie. I be somebody, I'm a known guy. I wanted this for my whole life. Wanna make millions for my whole life. I never knew this would be my life. Fucking bad bitches for my whole life. The whole pot. If I choose a woman, she needs a whole pot. I avoid women living a broke life. Hating niggas, they want me to take a nosedive. But I just put on a smile when it comes to showtime. I wanted it for my whole life. Wanna make millions for my whole life. I never knew this would be my life. Fucking bad bitches for my whole life.
Where I wanted money for my whole life. Hold up. I'm still whipping 36s from whole nines, no lie. We make shit happen up in no time. You're running around the city chasing girls, I pay him no mind. And when I check it, bro, I swear that I got no life. We're either cashing or I'm shutting for the whole night. And I got no wife. So I told her even if we had a job, me and you, we ain't got no ties, no strings. None. You talk about guns, you ain't got no tings. Talking about your trapping, 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 you got no bling. I swear my bitch is bad, bro, she's working with a nose ring. And she don't even smoke weed, she's more up on a nose ting. That's hella bad. And if you're talking Montclair, I done hella that. I got like 10 puffers, that's a 7 stack. So when my brother needs a postal, I just send him that. My little nigga needs a gun to ride, so I'ma lend him that.
I wanted it for my whole life. Wanna make millions for my whole life. I never knew this would be my life. Fucking bad bitches for my whole life. My whole life, 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 my whole life. I wanted this for my whole life. Wanna make millions for my whole life. I never knew this would be my life. Fucking bad bitches.
FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, Renzel Nottingham in the house, Sarah Debunda in the house, and yeah.
Me? Did you say my name?
Yeah, Payne and Sylvester.
I didn't hear that bit, so I didn't have my headphones on.
Your name's definitely still Sylvester, right? Nothing's happened since the last show.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I forgot.
Cool.
Them ones there.
Now that that's out of the way, we started with some Deneo featuring Fredo. I'm really, really feeling Fredo's tune real like that. And I was scolding Natalie earlier on for having not put that on the playlist yet. But we'll have that by next week,
I'm sure.
It'll
come.
Yeah.
It's such a banger.
It's a big tune.
What day is it today?
It is Wednesday. Why? What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means it's hump day.
It is hump day.
Which also means
that we are
hump day helpers, right?
Yeah.
And that you should get your queries in.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that,
yeah.
You should email us at hump@foobarradio.com tweet to us at
foobarradio.
Yeah,
I thought that was the one.
All right, done all that stuff now.
That's out of the way.
Now
as
we
well.
Can now we can chat shit.
Can literally do what
Thank
we
you.
Want.
Well, you, one other thing to cover. You might have a guest.
We have a guest
today.
Comedian London Hughes. She
yes, did? That's her real name.
That's Nang.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a surprise, a Pizza Hut surprise.
You don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be nice.
I'm going to hazard a guess. I'm going to take a stab in the dark.
It might be involved pizza.
Surprise!
So predictable.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Jamaican patties. Pizza Hut have expanded.
That would be so bizarre.
It would. Jamaican patties with like basically pizza, that like a pizza, what you'd find in a pizza, but in a Jamaican patty.
Like a calzone, but a patty.
Yeah.
But that'd be a patty then again, I suppose.
Yeah, no, but I know what you mean. Like in shaped like a Jamaican patty, but with, you know, maybe like the minced beef in it, but then with pizza toppings as well. Cheese, tomato. Yeah,
but then that is a calzone. But then if you had the patty
just rolled in, it would be in a pizza, a Jamaican patty.
Patty. Because if it's just shaped like a patty or the same pastry as a patty.
Same pastry.
Right, okay, yeah, I get you now.
Sorry.
Well, you've ruined that surprise. It's the Pizza Hut Jamaican patty, but it's all ruined, so I'll cancel that, will I?
Damn. It would be good if it was not, like.
What, you're so good at guessing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not this.
I thought he was bang on the money with that one. No.
Does it tie into anything cultural? Is it like Wimbledon themed pizza?
What would be on that?
Tennis balls on.
Yeah, it's made out of tennis balls.
It's like balls of cabbage.
No, it could be a strawberries pizza if it was tennis pizza.
That'd be butters. That wouldn't be so a surprise.
Weird. Why does that go hand in hand?
Tennis, yeah, strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And lobster.
Someone elaborate.
Yeah, it's like the refreshment is the sort of official refreshment of Wimbledon?
Like Pims.
Yeah.
What, like people, like the tennis players?
In the crowd when you're watching.
They eat strawberries and cream. What, they just hand it out? It's like bottle at a football game.
I think you can bring your own.
I think you have a lunchbox.
Yeah, I think it's like tennis equivalent of like a burger at a footy match.
Yeah.
Like a pie at a football match.
Have you been to tennis?
Strawberries and cream.
No, I don't think I will be going to tennis. Is it like
the food's a bit dead out, isn't it?
Strawberries are nice.
Strawberries are nice, but I wouldn't get full on strawberries. I want something substantial when I'm going through a tennis match. I don't want to have a mouthful of strawberries and cream.
No.
I've been to Wimbledon once, and I don't remember any strawberries and cream.
Did you go in a box?
There isn't boxes.
There is.
There's the
box.
Royal box.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Did you go in that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. You're royalty to us anyway.
Thanks, guys.
You can come in my box anytime you want.
Hey.
Where's the ding when you need one? Nice.
Thank you. But did you have to queue up for tickets like the commoners?
Oh,
like
no. Right, no, okay. Don't be silly, darling. No. No, I went straight to the Evian box.
Oh, yeah.
And, I had, lobster. Mm-hmm.
That was the year you were heavily involved with.
With Evian.
You did a song with Maria Sharapova, didn't you?
No, she was in a video that we did, yeah. Right. And, we went to the Evian box, had lobster tail. Pims. Oh, so much Pims.
Was it better? Be honest, alright? I'm going to put this to you. Yeah. Were the refreshments better than the time you and I went to the NFL game?
I'm trying to remember the... Nah.
Never.
What were the refreshments?
You've never
there?
Had better refreshments
No, not
than
even.
That. Yeah,
what
have
are
you?
They?
Not even.
Everything you could possibly
Cocktails.
Dream of. What was it again?
Just literally, like... Like a roast dinner and shit.
Well, but with like the best seafood as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was, yeah, no. Nah.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And we had pretty much the whole room to ourselves as well.
Yeah.
Even everyone was watching the American football and we were like, let's eat.
Shout out the NFL for that.
Even at their events they have good food.
Yeah.
Like buckets of mac and cheese and chicken wings and burgers
and
hot dogs. Yeah. Mm.
We literally just wait by the door. You know the door, you kind of, the decorum at these types of parties is you go in, you assess the room, you see which door the catering staff enter through. Never the one they leave through, the one they enter through and you stand there.
And if it's by the free bar, what a day.
Exactly.
What a day.
Exactly. It's literally like on a much smaller scale, it's like what happens when people discover new lands, isn't it? It's like, there's a river there, that's great.
Yeah.
Fertile land, wicked. Food, and it's refreshments, isn't it? We're going to set up camp right here. Well, and that's exactly what we do when we go to parties.
How are you at these events? Because we talked about last week at a wedding, you let someone go up before you get to the free buffet. But at
those things, because that's like, you know, there's people there that I have some... I try to keep some level of decorum around, you know. But at an event like this, fuck everyone.
You're straight up, you'll be the first one up there.
I'm the first one out there.
Okay. The kid that you said you need, you know, last week we were saying that there'll be that one kid who you wait behind to who goes first. Yeah. You're chucking him out of the way.
Absolutely. At an event, yeah. If that's someone's kid at an event, then
over the shoulder.
Yeah, this is like Jazz getting kicked out of Prince Phil's house. Yeah? I mean, Uncle Phil's house. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Absolutely. Always first at the event refreshments.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's quite American food, isn't it? The chicken wings and mac and cheese and stuff. That's nice food, actually. Mm.
We should go to a couple NFL games this year, shouldn't we?
I think we will.
The actual games or just the pre-bar bit?
Well, both.
Well, the games are so long that it's like you can kind of just sit and have
dinner,
have a munch.
Where are they? At Wembley?
It was at Twickenham when we went.
Okay.
There was one at Wembley.
Bare cold though, wasn't it?
We got blankets and stuff though.
Oh,
they
gave
us blankets. It's like being on a business flight. Business class flight.
I really wouldn't know. Tell me about what that's like, please.
Well, I've never been on one, I assume that it's, you know, blankets and very high end refreshments.
I thought you definitely get blankets in any class.
Yeah.
Have you not been on a business class or were they called first class, first upper class?
Is there first class anymore?
Yeah.
So it's better than business.
Okay, so Virgin, it's economy, premium economy, and then upper. Mm-hmm. British Airways, it's economy, premium, business, first.
Virgin are so Richard Branson because premium economy is such a smart casual type thing to say.
Smart casual.
And Richard Branson is the epitome of smart casual, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been on all of the various premium economy, Uber economy, super economy, whatever it's called, flights?
Don't act like you don't know what they're called.
I do not. I would love to get an upgrade.
But it's called like business or first class.
Business.
You know what they're called.
I don't know because I never turn left. I always turn right.
You do know what they're called.
It's good anyway.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Ha. Have you ever slept? Have you ever?
High five.
Have you ever had a bed on a flight, Natalie?
No, I mean,
neither have I.
No, they're uncomfortable. I've never slept on a flight. I've never slept on a flight.
I could murder a bed on a
flight. The thing is, how obviously if that bed was put in your bedroom, you'd be like,
yeah, this is dead.
But the fact of the matter is that it just feels like such a luxury because you're on a plane. And you can lie down.
That said, I have the world's shittest bed, so I would take a plain bed.
I'd
take a plain seat over my bed.
You can also just shut everyone else off around you, so you don't have to listen or see anybody else.
Wow. Well, how do you get an upgrade? There's a trick. There's a trick to this.
I've never been upgraded.
The trick to this is having more money, isn't it?
It's true, isn't it? Flushing a nice
But I always get... I get upgraded to premium economy quite a bit because of how tall I am.
I'm the same height as you. Why would?
But you're 6'4", right? Right. Okay.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm 5'11", but I feel like we're the same height.
I can't fit behind aeroplane seats.
Oh, so if I just wore like really big heels, they'd upgrade me. Really, like,
or put on loads of weight.
No, they don't do that, do they? They don't upgrade you for that.
They'd make you buy an extra seat.
Yeah,
you have to buy and shit.
How is that going to help you? Yeah, buying an extra seat.
Put the armrest up.
And like you spread out that way. It's the space in front of you that's the problem. How is buying an extra seat going to fucking help?
I don't know. Can they make you buy an extra seat? Is there like a limit on how much?
I was about, no, I'm happy with my one seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take my one seat, thank you very much.
For real?
No, but if you're a fat bastard, let's put it that way.
A good way to get upgraded, not upgraded, but if you want to buy, there's... You can get very cheap, like, tickets very close to the flight.
That's risky, though, isn't it?
It's very risky, yeah. But that is a thing.
And sometimes they oversell tickets on flights.
Oh, yes. Man, that is
yes.
So basically, buying a plane ticket is literally a lottery.
Mm. Right.
It's like one of those things that, you know, when you get invited to a party and they go, this invitation does not guarantee entry, though. And you're like, so what the fuck are you inviting me for? And buying plane tickets is even worse than that because you're fully paying money and then they guarantee, well, actually, there's no guarantee.
There was one flight not that long ago where I turned up at the airport and they're like, oh, well, and I bought a...
Oh,
oh damn.
Who's that?
Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, it's Michael.
Answer it.
No.
Should I answer it?
Well, you have to. It's not the rule, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, cool. Toby.
Hey, Justin, how you doing, bro?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How are you? You're live on radio, by the way.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
I'm deadly serious right now.
Yeah, I'm deadly
serious. I've got a bit of a personal question. Maybe I'll text you rather.
All right, brother.
Okay, no,
go for it. All right, speak to you in a bit. Right, peace. Legend.
Personal request.
Imagine. Hey, you're not into any gay stuff, are you? I'm just wondering because you're really good looking and, you know, I don't know, we get along really well. Hey, Toby, you're live on radio right now. Oh, shit,
I'll text you. It's going to be a nude. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, he wants a nude.
He's going to send me two versions of himself naked, one shaved and one unshaved. Be like, look, I've got this date tonight.
Yeah. Well, no, but if he's shaved, he can't. And you say, yeah, unshaved.
It might be an old photo.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, he can't put the hair back by the date. Yeah. If you go, no, I think the one with hair is better.
Point. It's a very good point.
You can get a merkin, actually, can't you?
What's a merkin?
It's a pubic wig.
I thought you meant just become a grime MC.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But
I thought
be
you
a shit one. Just get a merkin.
No, it's a wig for your pubic area.
Oh yeah, didn't we talk about that on the previous show?
Sounds like something we would talk about.
Yeah.
Merkin.
But I've never heard that before, so maybe I wasn't.
No, I think men, they're for men and women, I think.
Why do you do that?
Blue tack? I'm not sure.
No, why?
Oh.
That's how.
Oh, and why? Because, I don't know, maybe you just fancy, maybe you're cold, fancy a bit of.
More down there.
Or maybe you've got like alopecia or something and you want to.
Oh yeah, good point. It's probably more like that, actually.
Can you have
a wig though, don't you need some hair? To like attach it on.
No, wigs just. Have you ever seen someone put on a wig?
No, but like that, like there, like there's no like surface. Like it's like flat. So
I reckon
just,
it's like.
You just
I reckon
glue
it's just
it
got
on.
A hole in the middle of it, and you just put your dick through it.
I want the leopard print one.
Yeah, that's quite nice. There's some nice merkin shades. A red one, leopard print. I think you glue it to your pubic area.
That would be the test of a long term relationship. If the first time you had sex with a girl. And you took off your trousers and you had like a leopard print merkin on, and their reaction would be like, okay, you're either not going to be that much fun or you're going to be like,
no, that's fun, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
merkin, yeah.
But I'm saying if the girl or boy in the situation was like, the fuck is that?
Oh, right. Then
you'd be like, oh,
yeah, you're normal.
Talking about
a normal person.
Talking about vaginas and pubic areas and penises.
Always, yeah. Sure.
Should we get into a song and then go into a story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Very good idea. We've been moving on up to the east side, where I could do my bit, that ass cream in the sky. We've been moving on up to the east side, and it looks like we're gonna get some cream from the pie. Right. Always aim at the right gate. You bite eight, run the jugs on the lightweight, monopolize G's, Brooklyn, home of thieves, baby burners get squeezed, move up, move in, apartment 22M, 44s for the Dulan, trips putting two in, shady broads off tour, suing, who hate us, little Kevin, double down on 11 out in Vegas, playing Biggie, mo money, mo jiggy, dig me, the mo stones, the mo issy, top 10, smoking pain in the range, with my nigga shot him, rose fed, keep a Wall Street, broken nose red, all of us, we the dust, if you ain't eating it's us, like we might fold, silver niggas frontin' like it's white gold, dying, holding iron ain't the right goal. Where you from? Brooklyn, baby. Brooklyn, baby. El Capitan, call me John if you want, lady. Moving on up. Like I'm better than you, I just got things to do. Ooh la la, wee wee, freak freak. You say you want trendy, you say you want chic. And honey dips, rubbing on your money clip. Hanging at your place, boardwalk and park place. Acting all new, look at you, higher living. Meanwhile, your style's played out like racism. Me, I'm fresh out of love, it's quite tragic. When all they wanna do is inspect my gadget and change a Superman to Clark Kent. All for the sake of fake amusement. She said, what do you consider fun? If you can get it, get it, consider me something on up. For so long, still I had to hold on. I'm trying to make that door to move on. Papa told me stay strong.
bring you joy or sorrow. Whoa. Now I'm batting my eyes and crossing my teeth.
That was sexy, that.
PM Dawn there.
PM Dawn.
Jeez.
Yeah.
PM Dare.
Is that new PM
no,
Dawn?
No, that's about 15 years old.
Wow.
Got to be moving on up.
Fair. You only have to flip the W in Dawn for it to say damn. PM Damn.
In there.
Big tune, that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know about in something in Bliss.
Set Adrift on Memory
Bliss. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. That's the classic PM Dawn song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you had a haircut, Nat?
I have, yes.
Looks very nice.
Thank you very much.
So is Abby.
Yeah, yeah, Abby has too. We've basically gone for
Abby,
the same
haircut.
Looks
beautiful. Do you go to the same barbers? hairdresser?
Yeah, we do. We had a little day out to get the same.
I would have noticed Abs, but I'm sitting opposite Nat, so I do you know what I mean?
Abs got the lovely platinum colour going on still. Nat's got the lovely blonde.
Blonde and with brown streaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. That's exactly right, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh. That's what she goes in for. Can I have blonde with brown streaks?
That's what I asked for, yeah. Blonde, a bit of streaks.
That's what I'm seeing.
Lola. No, are they called Lola? Are they called Lola?
You're like, no, you're actually colourblind. There's not any brown in that. It is some lowlights, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of lowlights in there, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. You didn't notice, did you, Michael?
Yeah, I did notice.
You didn't say anything.
He
did.
Yeah, just because I didn't say anything.
Talking to me about it outside.
Oh, did he? What
yeah.
was he saying?
Just fabulous.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You know how he gets.
I do. Once you start, I can't stop.
Harley's taking all the colour out of his hair.
Oh, no, I like that.
It kind of looks like I'm grey because some of the blonde's like kind of in it.
Looks great.
No, I had a haircut too, guys. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Everyone's hair's looking really pang today.
Thanks.
Guys, good work, guys.
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
Sick, right.
Let's because we are so fortunate and blessed. Obviously, this is a room full of highly blessed and favored people. We do like to help out, you know, people who are less fortunate than ourselves. So if you do have a query on this hump day, please email us hump@fubarradio.com or tweet to us @fubarradio. We'll get through some of those later, hopefully, as well with London Hughes, who's going to be coming in to join us at 5. In the meantime, we're going to get into a little problem that concerns our friends over the pond in New York. So a mum admits to being New York's loudest lover after her daughter is blamed for the noise. Oh. A mum of four, that's a clue, has admitted having loud sex with her young boyfriend after her daughter was falsely blamed for the noise. Olga Valerio, 49, and her 26-year-old partner Byron Perez were so noisy, authorities received 6 complaints in 3 months about their New York City apartment. This was one of the highest number of complaints in the whole state. But it was Olga's pregnant daughter, Dahiana, who had to deal with the fallout after a report about the problem was made public. You shouldn't really put the word fallout in a story about, like, sex, should you?
No.
Deal with the fallout. Ooh. That just takes it to a whole different, quite nasty level. Locals assume the 31-year-old was sleeping with her mum's partner Perez, and her picture was published in newspapers.
In there.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
She had moved into her mum's apartment for a brief time after an argument with her boyfriend. The accusations led to Dahiana being pestered by strangers, including a man who apparently offered her $40,000, which is £31,000, to have sex.
Wow.
This was the final straw for Olga. What the fuck is going on in New York right now? This was the final straw for Olga, who finally admitted that she was the source of the noise in order to stop her daughter from being harassed. She said, "At the beginning, I was so embarrassed, but now I'm okay with it. I said, if I need to tell the whole story, I'll do it. I'm doing this for Dahiana." Dahiana was relieved the truth came out and said she was embarrassed people had thought she was cheating with her mum's partner. She added, "My father is really old-fashioned, very caught in the old traditional ways. So for him, it was like, what? You're in the paper with your mum's boyfriend? My mum and I have always had a good relationship, but not open like that." Olga has now stopped leaving the window open when she has sex, which she blamed for the complaints.
Yeah.
So she blames the window for the complaints.
Yeah. I'd like. It says one of the highest. I call it the highest complaints in the whole state. So there's obviously a lot of complaints in the state about loud sex. Then.
But then I think just noise complaints.
Oh, right,
in
just
general.
Sex complaints. Okay.
But you can counter this like really almost feverish intent on obeying the law with people who just go, oh, sick, what, you're sleeping with your mum's boyfriend? Oh, what, 40 bags, can you fuck me as well?
Yeah. Because that obviously means if you're going to have sex with your mum's boyfriend, you'll definitely do it for money with a stranger.
Right.
But the two obviously link up.
Why is no one asking me 40 bags?
Yeah, if a random woman came up to you in the street and said, I've got 40 grand on me right now.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Maybe.
Would you?
I would.
Not even maybe. I would take 39,000.
To
would
have you? Sex with a random woman?
Yeah.
If she said, let's do it up against the wall here now.
Yo, she could say, I'll buy you a pint of Guinness and won't spit on you for the rest of your night.
Wow. Would you?
40 grand? Probably.
Where would you do it? Where would you want to do it?
I don't know.
Not in the street.
I haven't thought about it.
Let's not get technical. You don't have to do it in the street, do you?
Like, if she's coming up to you with 40 grand, the chances are she wants to do it in the
street.
She's
probably got like. She could probably
afford a hotel room.
Unless she's like cashed her ass in.
Well, yeah, literally, that's her life now. That's literally everything she owns is in her hand.
Yeah.
She's like, look, this is my life savings. Cashed out. Can you have sex with me for it?
You see, I don't think that means that she's got lots of money. If she's coming up to you in the street to a random stranger saying, will you have sex with me? Here's some money. I would be like, no, I definitely don't think I'm going to a hotel.
Would you have sex with someone if they came up to you in the street and said, I'll give you 40 grand?
No.
40 grand doesn't... It's not like the type of thing that you... You want
40,000 pounds.
But you want an amount that they could write a film about. In Indecent Proposal, for instance, like there was no mention of like 40,000. Like it weren't 40 grand, was it?
No, it was a lot of money. Yeah. A lot more than that. Do you have to enjoy it? That's the thing.
All I'm saying is just pull some freaky shit and just make him bust straight away and get it over and done with.
Yeah, I couldn't. Oh, I'd have to do that to him. Yeah. Bust some freaky shit. So I'd have to do all the work so that he could bust straight away.
Well, just give you 40 grand, so
she'll probably do it in a couple of minutes.
Where is that really?
3 minutes of your life doing work for 40 grand.
No, but he might be a strange if he's giving me money. Like, he might be one that's like into tantric sex or
look,
something.
It's definitely a strange situation. It's a strange scenario. But in the grand scheme of things, if it was just like clear cut, look. There's no catch. 40 okay. grand.
Well, we can go to the doctors first. I'll take an STI yeah. test. Oh, yeah. Right. Everything.
40 grand for sex.
There has to be a condom involved. Sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, that's a caveat.
Cash in hand.
Does he have to bust his nut?
Like, yes. Not necessarily inside you, but like on you or something.
He's still wearing a condom. I'm trusting that.
40 grand.
You have to be kissing.
Easy money.
Kissing.
Probably. Yeah.
Not only if you want to.
No, I'll let you keep £10,000 so you don't kiss me. Do you, know what I mean?
You don't like kissing, though, do you? You don't like kissing. We know.
Even though I am the best.
Give me 30.
I am the best kisser, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you, that's brilliant.
But you like the soft peck. What did we call him? The peck.
Yeah,
soft
yeah,
peck.
Yeah. The juicy peck.
Juicy peck. Juicy peck over here.
You like little juicy pecks.
He doesn't like kissing. I don't think you like tongues, do you?
No, I do. What I was saying was, do you know when they're like, you ever got with a girl or guy, whatever, and they've stuck the tongue in your mouth and like the. It's got
straight
some strength.
Straight away. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
got
yeah.
some like strength behind it and shit. It takes you by surprise.
No, your mouth's still closed at the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you fast just open your mouth with the tongue. Like,
the tongue's like, look at the strength! Prizing your lips open.
That's what it's like. And I was like, I hate that.
Oh, okay, so you like a bit of kissing, no tongue, and then slipping
yeah,
the tongue
then,
in.
Yeah, and then, okay. Like, I'll bang some tongue in if it's getting like serious. Like,
that's
something
really
else
sexy.
Is going to happen.
I'll bang some tongue in.
You're just the sexiest guy now.
That's really hot.
Oh, bang some tongue in.
Bang. That's amazing. Do you want me to bang some tongue in? Yeah, go on. Yeah, fine.
Sound like it's a fucking home entertainment deal. You know what I mean? I'm banging a little DVD player in there, mate, for you. Fucking hell. Bang some fucking tongue in. Shit.
I just don't have a way with words at time. That's all
no,
it
no,
is.
That's nice. I'm sure that works very well. Well, okay. So what's your advice for the mum that...
Firstly,
I reckon what she does is get her daughter to have sex with this guy for 40 grand and get some really good insulation on her
yeah,
windows.
Double glazing windows.
Yeah. Well, no, but she's got it open, that's why.
But you need to have your window open.
But I just have
during
a problem.
Sex?
Yeah, otherwise it will get all sweaty and condensed.
Is that a thing
there.
That you both, do you think that, Michael?
No,
do you need to have your window open during, even in winter?
It gets too hot.
No, I don't tend to.
What's that?
Sometimes I have like a door in my room which leads to like an outdoor area. Sometimes it's open, but it's not like a requirement.
I'm saying when I have sex, I have to have a window open because I can't. I get too hot.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, windows open is definitely a thing.
What, so you'll just pop up, run to the window and open it if it's not open and just...
No, if I'm at their house, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to be like... Right,
I probably came in through the window. Yeah, don't worry about that, babe. Leave that open, yeah?
It's already
gonna
wide.
Going to go out the same way. I mean, that's really disturbing, actually. That makes me sound really disturbing. There's obviously consent to me climbing through the windows.
It's consent. Yeah. She's invited you in through
the
window.
Yeah, this is like Clarissa knows.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man. It's like Spider-Man.
Dawson's Creek. She used to climb in through the window.
I'm sure he did on Clarissa Knows It All. Clarissa Knows It All.
Would it be illegal if someone came up, if like, say, a policeman was present whilst the transaction was happening? Would it be illegal?
That's a good question. I think it would be because you're paying someone for sex, aren't you? Which prostitution is illegal.
But what about if they...
Here's how you get around this.
You say you just they're just giving you 40 grand because they like
expenses,
you.
Expenses, isn't it?
And then, then you just have sex.
So bang some tongue.
If you set up a, if you set up a camera, you're technically paying someone to make porn. But if there's no camera there, then you're selling sex and that's illegal.
Oh, okay. So you mean they have to just video that?
So now you've got to film
it.
That's more technicalities then. I want, so now, so like say for instance, someone comes up to me and says to me, bam, 40 bags, let's bang, yeah? And then I go, oh, no, I can't, babes, because that's male prostitution. And then she goes, all right, cool, safe. Well, I'm going to film it. I'm like, so what now? 40 bags, and you get to use that?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You get to sell that. Say if you made 4 million off that, and all I got out of that was 40 grand.
No. You just say, look, no tapes in the camera. We can say we've made an honest mistake. We thought we were making a porn.
What? But then the police will say, can I...
Why are you inviting the police round to watch your beat anyway?
Why are they there?
You just said if the police saw you in the street.
You said that. Oh,
okay. Listen, I don't do anything.
Who introduced the police in this? Because Harley imagines it happens out on like a high street.
On a reg.
In front of like two bobbies on the beat. You know what?
Some guy
just comes and she doesn't see the two policemen behind her. She's like, hello, Harley. Would you like to have sex for this £40,000 in cash that I have on me right now? And he's like, shh, there's fucking police behind you.
Is that not weird? Because I don't do any porn without police being there. So
and then you two might as well come along as well. Yeah, then we're going to make a video now, so it's not prostitution.
Yeah.
You can come along and watch if you don't believe
Maybe
me.
A
and
fireman?
Then she's just digging you in your ribs, going, "There's no tape in the camera."
Who films on tape anymore? Anyway, that's not the so. Like, that's not.
Don't put. I completely bypass that. Yeah. There's no tape in the camera. Who uses tape?
Do you know when you're recording for like TV and like film and shit like that, they have those massive cameras that still record onto tape. And I just imagine she probably works for like, I don't know, ITV, BBC.
ITN in like the 90s.
She's one of those big cameras with the back supports.
What, and you've got to have sex with her? You've got to bang her tongue?
Sounds like Moira Stewart or something comes up to you just in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck, you know.
Do you want to have sex with me forever? And then there's a massive... If that is the scenario where some man comes up to me in the street with one of those massive cameras with tape in it from the 1980s, that's what I think he's a time traveller. I'm definitely not going to do it. That's going to look really
You would
weird.
Not have sex with a time traveller.
I would.
No, I probably would, actually.
No, but did you ever have sex with them? It would open all kinds of worms.
Should we do a poll?
Of worms.
What, would you have sex with a time traveller?
No, would you have sex with 40 grand?
Can we do that?
Stranger? Oh, would you have sex with a stranger for 40,000
pounds? The answer to would you have sex with a time traveller is how do you know you haven't already?
He might have done. We all might have done.
But you did it in the future.
Yeah. Well, that's two polls that are going up then. One's about ham and mayo, and one's about having sex with a time traveller.
Oh, ham and mayo. We need to talk about that.
Should we play a song and then talk about
it? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Fubar Radio presents Sticky Blood.
What were we talking about last time, Tom?
Whether Jeremy Corbyn should be Prime Minister.
Because a lot of shit's happened.
I don't think it's over yet. The positive is that a lot of the extreme things that were in their manifesto...
Have gone. Because she's realised people don't like me. Yeah. It's bollocks. I feel like she's full of shit. I feel like she knows now what to put on the front, which she didn't know what to put on the front before.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's like, oh, put that in the front window.
I'm hearing, like, dirty. I'm hearing words like dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty meetings.
Dirty
duppies. Daily duppies.
Don't look back.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Syringe. southeast round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah, certain man with a hate on me, cause the gal ain't fancy me. Yeah, man's coming straight from the southeast round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah, certain man with a hate on me. Fancy. I moved at the hood to a yard in the country, not too fancy. I would MTV crib show man, but man, I too anti. I choose what my fancy. Got things that I can't let a man see. Man can't even know what the car is, but your girlfriend might see the backseat. I joke, I'm married to a bad B, we a bad team in a good way. If I go man over a bag for a hot 16, then you should pay. God spoke, told me that this bad dream that I'm living right now is essential. So they want to make sure I'm mentally ready, cause this rap game drives me mad. I buy a 92 fancy, like them fools. Cause them man floss with dental. I put 3 bags down for a mortgage. They spent 3 bags on the rental, and they all rent. All the rent money trying to look awesome. Got pro boys trying to sell man a dream, it's a nightmare. Gotta be cautious. I'm with a girl them fancy. They call me gorgeous. So they wanna have fun, but I'm boring. They try send news, if my wife sees them, she goes nuts and tells me report them. If I'm in fancy clothes, I ain't bought them. I get the plug to import them. Yeah. I had the stuff before all them. That's how you know I'm important. Let man know. Yeah, man's coming straight from the southeast, round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah, certain man with a hate on me, cause the gal ain't fancy me. Yeah, man's coming straight from the southeast, round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah, certain man with a hate on me, cause the gal ain't fancy me. Yeah, man, I come true with a vibe. Yeah, man, I talk shit on a live. Yeah, that man there smoking pipe. Yeah, man, pull up in the ride. Yeah, man, rolling up in the ride. Yeah, man, I drop tune on time. Yeah, rolling on my wrist at the time. Yeah, making money day and night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fancy bitch, that's my type. Yeah, 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 yeah. Choke on the neck real tight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instagram man's getting likes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man just doing it right, yeah. Man's coming straight from the southeast, round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah, certain man with a hate on me, cause the gal ain't fancy me. Yeah, man's coming straight from the southeast, round here, nothing too fancy. Yeah, link up with a man, them in the trap, me nothing too fancy. Yeah, out here, man, selling cheese, amnesia, now tell me what you fancy. Yeah. Certain man with a hate on me, cause the gal ain't fancy me. Yeah, don't give a damn, man's always been a front man, never take the back seat. Yeah, unless it's that time in this beef, man, roll up in your ends with the fat heat. Yeah, she wanna know where man's from, Willis is the ends, and I roll with a bad breed. Yeah, man, better watch how we talk, man, better watch how we look at that.
It's FUBAR Radio, we're back, and we have a couple of queries in already.
We might as well do a couple whilst we wait for our special guest, London Hughes.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the pizza. I thought that was the...
Oh, that's the special guest next.
That's the other one, yeah.
London Hughes is a guest. The pizza is the special guest.
Only joking, London.
Only joking.
Got it. I love those queries. They're well good.
There we go.
Okay. This is from George in North London.
All right, George.
I know George. My mate George Corton.
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's from North London as well.
Well,
it's got to be one of the two. But once we're one of your friends, there's only two Georges in North London.
Actually,
so.
No, mine's a Jeff.
Oh, it's not. You.
Mine's a Jeff.
You're close friends.
We went to school together.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Well, I'm going to read it as Corton will read it.
Okay.
I met a girl at a bar the other day. She gave me a number on a napkin. I lost a napkin. What do I do now?
I'd say go back to 1986 and get a number again.
Well, you kind of fuck George.
Maybe you just go to the same pub like every day for the next month.
All day.
She turns up.
Just wait there all day, all evening.
I reckon go ask for the CCTV footage and see if the cameras can zoom in to the point when she wrote the number and then just...
They'll definitely do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. I mean...
If you remember her name, try and Facebook her.
It's not great of George, is it? He doesn't remember her name. It suggests
that's a
to
good
me
point.
That he hasn't got any clue.
It's true. That's what I think Reese's point about 1986 was because there are so many other ways to get her... Why would she have written down her number on a napkin?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Phone's dead.
No, but her number on a napkin. Why didn't she just write down her Facebook?
I'd be on Instagram.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. What if you want to date someone, you wouldn't look at their Instagram. You'd want a number, wouldn't you?
All right. All that aside, that notwithstanding, the name. All he's got to do is find the fucking name.
You need the name. What's the
other if he doesn't have the second name, then he's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
True.
Well, I mean, I like his enthusiasm, though. Do you know, if it had been me, I'd have been like, oh, I lost that girl's number.
Oh, well. He likes her.
I'm so disappointed. Yeah,
this could be the one for him. I think the CCTV idea.
What, zoom in?
Zoom in.
And not hang around the pub all day for the next two months.
That's more likely, because I feel like if you go to the bar and say a girl gave me a number on a napkin, I don't think they're going to zoom in for you.
No, say a crime happened. Say this girl, I think she pickpocketed me.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, just pause there. Just at the moment she's writing on the napkin that she's about to pickpocket me, that's the threat.
I bet you can get someone who could pick up a hand movement to see what
number she's writing.
Yeah.
To be honest, I actually feel really sad for this guy, because he's never going to meet this girl.
But no, he should hang around the pub all day and wait for her.
Yeah, that's the most logical.
And he can get drunk.
True.
Maybe. Quit your job.
Yeah, definitely can't go to work.
If you think she's the one, quit your job. Mm. Stay at this bar until she comes back.
Imagine if she was a barmaid there.
You should never flirt with barmaids.
Why?
That's a bit of a sweeping generalisation.
Yeah.
Well, do you think because they get it a lot?
I just think they're there to work. Do you know what I mean? You won't go in.
Oh, I thought you meant just if you find out a girl's a barmaid, just stop flirting.
No, back away.
Oh, hey, barmaid. Okay.
Oh. But that's the same as any profession.
Yeah, though, but I feel like it's kind of like the because pubs are full of drunk
men.
Yeah, drunk men. Yeah, and a lot.
Does the same apply for bar men?
I'm going to say the majority of men that go into the pub, or the types of pub that I have been in,
frequent.
Do you know what I mean? They're not the,
they're not a bastion of high regard for women.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel that as soon as I've had a few pints, you know what I mean? They're trying to.
Yeah.
And then I just think they don't want anyone. Do you know what I mean? They'd just rather go to work, pour a pint, go home. And I've just drunk men just trying to flirt with them all the time.
Mm.
So kind of the unwritten rule is you can't flirt with the barmaid.
Yeah. Let her flirt with you.
Exactly. And then if it comes like that, but you should never flirt with a barmaid.
Do you ever do the "I'm one for yourself," sweetheart?
But I'll do that. I do that to go. Do you know if I'm chatting to the bartender, it could be man or woman, I'll always be like, if we're getting along and having a chat. No, I'll say if we're getting along and having a really getting along, I'll be like, oh, get on for yourself.
Oh, do you do that? So anyone else do that?
Categorically,
no.
Not in London.
You're getting paid to be here.
Yeah.
I'm paying to be here. Why am I buying you a drink?
Yes.
not in London, I don't, because it's like £3.50 when you bought an orange juice earlier. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? True. It's £2.15 a pint in my local.
Mm.
So if I buy someone a pint, it's not like.
You're never going to hear those words. One for yourself.
I bought a soda and lime the other day, like soda and fresh lime, £1.50. And I feel like that's quite a lot for just some soda water in a glass.
Yeah. Mint tea, £1.80.
Mm.
That's just leaves and water.
I know.
You can get more expensive mint tea than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bought one the other week when we went to that cafe.
Harley's not complaining when he says stuff like this, by the way.
I bought a bacon sandwich.
What do you mean that's expensive? Did you see the mint tea I bought the other day? Bastards.
I went out with me, Michael, and Harley went out for food a couple of weeks ago. £12 for a bacon sandwich, I spent.
That's £8.
Wait, come to £12 in total.
Yeah, because you've got a drink, service charge.
£3.50.
Got mint tea.
It's still £8 for a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
I remember when I could buy a bacon sandwich in my local cafe for £1.50 with a cup of tea.
And egg, though. Don't forget that.
Oh,
I didn't have egg.
You didn't have egg?
No, I don't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
I like bacon egg sandwiches.
Was it a nice sandwich, though, at least?
They're good.
The bread was fantastic.
Oh, there we go. It was worth the £8.
I'd say it was worth about £2.50.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
and it had no egg in it.
No.
I would have just got the egg just to get my money's worth.
I got a sausage, but that cost me £2 or something.
For one
sausage, it was £2.
There's a lot of food that costs a lot of money, but I can tell you what doesn't cost any money that's food is pizza, which has arrived. So
shit,
why don't we go to a song and then we'll bring in the pizza? Yeah,
absolutely.
Serious.
Natalie actually thought that that song was about like putting rubber on someone and burning it.
Well, it's called it's the Gap Band's "Burn Rubber on Me" brackets. Why you want to hurt me?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't. Why would you burn a rubber on somebody?
I had to explain to Natalie that like it actually meant like drive away really quickly, thus burning the rubber of the tyres
away from the person, therefore hurting them.
Yes. I thought, you know, when you burn rubber, you come quick, and burning rubber on a condom. So I was kind of thinking about it. It was like a sexual innuendo. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant like, why you want to hurt me? Because you've come too quickly.
No,
is that what you're saying?
The friction.
No. The friction of the rubber from the condom. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. We have to get the Gap Band on to ask him, really.
Because
there's a lot of things. Harley, what's your thoughts on what this
could
be?
Can we start the game now?
Oh yeah. No, I'm really enjoying the visual on YouTube. That's Harley.
Looks like we're interviewing Daredevil. and like,
Reese, have you got your thingy on?
No, yeah, right, he's got like a
Erica,
I don't know,
Badu.
No, you have got your thing on your head. Yeah.
But have you got it over your eyes?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Put it pop over
your
eyes.
Why are you all snitches? You lot.
Because he's going to play this game fairly.
Do I have to put it on right now?
Yeah, because we're about to
proceed with a game, okay? Mm-hmm. Pizza Hut, our very good friends, have sent us a brand new style of pizza.
Mm. And we have to just guess what it is.
Well, yeah, you have to
give
it a
look. For fuck's sake, man.
Why are you...
Oh, my God.
Let's do the intro.
Sorry.
I proper hate you, Harley.
No, you don't.
No, because I can't even do the intro now.
Because you've just ruined
just done it.
You have to guess what kind of pizza it is.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
The toppings on the pizza, I should say.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay, do you want to start munching?
Where is it?
Because that's the first part. You have to find
it.
Yeah, there we go. Reese has got his hand on your slice. Oi, oi.
Where's my slice? Who's that?
Reese, yours is to the right.
Find it.
There we go.
Is this mine?
Yeah, that's yours, Harley. It will have the taste of Reese's hand on it, but that's not what the flavour of the pizza is.
I've fully rubbed it up as well.
Oh, sick.
You just have to tell me what you think of it. Mm,
what is the topping?
Looks nice. Looks really nice.
I'm eating a slice. Smells and good. I know what it is.
I don't know.
Yo, it is.
What? Cause, go on, Reese.
Is it
look up, Reese. Look up.
Is it like...
Reese, look up.
Carly's going
for
a guess.
See, if you look down...
I can't
you can
see shit
it.
If I look down.
What's your thing,
like,
Holly?
Is that beef?
It's not beef, no.
Is that Toad in the Hole or something?
No, it's not Toad in the Hole. I can tell what it's been mentioned in the show already, this particular food item. We mentioned it
earlier. It should be quite familiar to you, Reese.
Yeah, you mentioned...
Is it Greg's?
No. It's not a name. It's Pizza Hut's pizza. It's not Greg's, but it's something's
it
on
like
the
corned beef pasty or something.
No, it's not. It's not that.
Cheese and onion.
No, but you mentioned it earlier. You mentioned this food product earlier.
Mayo.
No. It's a mayo pizza. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. No, you mentioned it. Maybe when
I know what the taste is so familiar to me.
You went to the NFL, you munched on some of this.
Oh, mac and cheese.
Yes. Mac and cheese pizza.
You had some last night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that can't be classed as mac and cheese.
I can't find it.
You can take your blindfold off.
You can take your blindfold off now because it's a mac and cheese stuffed crust sharing pizza. It's coming out nationwide in all Pizza Huts, but not available for delivery. So you've got to go in and collect it, or you can take it home. But special little pizza, actually only coming out for the rest of the year. So I mean, it looks good.
Why has yours got bare crispy bits on?
Hasn't yours? It's good, you know.
Yeah, it looks good. Oh, it's available now as well, so go down to Pizza Hut and get some. Thank
right
you, Pizza
now.
Hut, for sending that in. But well, you don't need to, because you're eating it, so that would be...
Yeah, but
and listen to the rest of the show first as well.
Yeah,
feel
do that.
Feel free to send more of them, actually. They're great.
Why is it coming out? I can tell you, because it is National Mac and Cheese Day this very Friday, the most special day of the year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a good day of the year. You can get a barbecue one. You can get a stuffed crust, a classic one, or a barbecue one.
Mm.
Cool.
Was that the barbecue one, or is that where you got the meaty bits from?
Right.
I was
startled when you said beef. What part of a mac and cheese pizza tastes like beef?
I think it was more just texture.
Texture of beef.
Yeah, it was giving me that kind of like.
I've meant like corned beef. That's what I was getting.
It's good though, yeah? You like it?
I had a chicken pie.
You don't like it?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I had a chicken pie from Tesco the other day.
Oh, what?
And I was just like randomly reading the ingredients. And it actually said, as part of the ingredients, chicken juices.
I don't know why I don't like that.
Just
the juice. It's
can't
the juice,
put that on the packaging.
Well, we didn't really get on to, because whilst we're in the food section of the show, let's get a poll going about your ham and mayo situation.
Yeah, so Harley had a sandwich earlier on today. And it was really interesting because it was a Tesco sandwich and it said, just ham, and then in small print under that, it said no mayo.
Now, I want to know where the fuck all these ham and mayo sandwiches are that people are so that people are avoiding so passionately that Tesco have to write just ham, no mayo.
Because we don't think ham and mayo go together on a
ham
sandwich
anyway.
Ham
and mayo's never been a thing, but Reese is convinced that it is. Well, ham and mustard, yes.
Sure, no, yeah. I've been having just mayo sandwiches. Do you know what I mean? Mayo,
yeah, I know,
ham and
that's
mayo,
something
ham and
that
cheese and
all
mayo.
Right, but be honest, Reese, we all eat some weird shit in our homes, right? Mm. But that's a completely different thing from the stuff that's available widespread on a huge scale by a place like Tesco, right? So you go to Tesco and you expect to see the nation's favourites, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
You want to see ham and mustard because you know people eat that and you know that that's a thing. You want to see cheese and onion maybe, or egg and watercress for some strange reason to the IT department.
I love egg mayo watercress.
Do you ever buy it though? Be honest, Harley.
Well, like an egg.
When was the last time you bought an egg mayo and watercress sandwich? When was the last time you ate one since primary school?
Like
when you do that little experiment where you grow watercress on the windowsill.
Yeah, I used to love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only time I've ever eaten watercress when I grew it myself.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Mother's life.
Yeah, but he bought a just ham sandwich today, bro. Who buys
with no mayo? It's like the sandwich version of Ignition Remix by R. Kelly. It's like we know that there is an Ignition out there, but no one's heard it or cares about it. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You don't need to explain the no mayo part. I just think it's weird.
Just quickly, when I had the egg and watercress sandwich, there was lots of other sandwiches on display as well.
But you went for the egg and watercress?
No, as in like it was like a
reduced.
No. It wasn't in a show. It was at a party.
It was at a party. That's true.
Well, not a party, but it was an event.
Was it like an IT event?
Oh, it was Wimbledon, wasn't it?
Yeah. And with a crust off as well and cut into little triangles.
No.
I wish all sandwiches were like that.
Mm.
No crust?
Yeah, no crust cut into triangles.
I quite like crust.
A crusty crust?
Yeah, I like crust too. But
not a crusty crust that, that buns up my gums and that. I want a crust that if it hits my gums, I'm not going to experience pain.
A soft crust, you want?
Soft crust. Yeah, that's what it's called.
You know, talking of, you know, in like growing watercress at school, do you remember like sieving for the gold thing?
No.
Do you remember
where
that?
Did you grow up? How close to Alabama were you schooling?
It wasn't gold. It was like gold, like for the fake gold thing.
Fool's gold.
Fool's gold. What's, yeah.
No?
And you used to like get a thing
is.
And.
What
how
is
old
it?
Are you again?
Fool's gold is basically in gold mines or like under the ground. Sorry, this gold grows. And it looks like gold. It's essentially gold, but it's worthless. It's just a rock. And these people had stumbled across it and whatever and thought they were rich. And they're like, oh, I got a load of... And it turned out not to be gold. And then people would then, whilst mining for gold, stumble across this, think they've got gold. Because they were like novices, so they'd be like, oh, it's fool's gold, because a fool would only think that this is gold kind of thing.
Well, where did you go fishing for this, though?
I don't know where Harley went for it. I just know that that's what...
This is when I lived in... This is when I was, like, in primary school, so I was in, like, Wood Greens. I
live near Wood Greens. There's gold there to be found.
There's gold in them there hills.
Wood Greens.
M22. N22.
You'll find this gold.
There's gold in them there hills, boy.
Down in there. Wood Greens. Them there moat.
Wood Green right next to Haringey. I know it.
The Borough of Gold. Everyone says
that. Yeah, everyone knows
everyone
it.
Everyone says that. Yeah.
Mad Ting.
What other jokes, things did you do like that at school?
Not that.
Well, nothing
that
like. What do you mean like that, mate?
We spent like watercress.
You were doing shit
come
like this.
Come and diamond mining as well. I used to love that lesson.
Do you remember the time we went on that field trip to Chernobyl when we were doing radioactive research?
Did you make crystals, crystallites? No, I did that.
No, what the fuck is that?
You like went to some mad schools, didn't you?
Honestly, blood. We made like water rockets. That was like as far as we went.
We used to fold paper and then cut shapes out of it and then had snowflakes and shit.
Yeah.
And that was in college. That was A level.
Did you go rope climbing?
What?
No.
Yeah, I went rope. We had a rope. We had the apparatus.
That sounds like the shittiest activity. Did you ever go rope climbing?
Rope climbing's amazing. And like the indoor climbing. But do you remember the apparatus?
The horse. Did you ever jump
in
the horse? Did you jump over the horse?
Yeah.
But do you remember apparatus?
Yeah.
The big blue one.
The big climbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Every school had them. Mm. And you go in and see it now, you could climb over it.
Yeah, it's tiny bit.
You could literally step over it.
It's mad, isn't it?
Them things are amazing.
Apparatus.
I had an ice rink.
That's what it's called. Should we go apparatus?
It was apparatus. I had an ice rink at my first school.
I thought
school.
It was a brand.
You had an ice rink?
Yeah, in the winter. And a swimming pool in the summer.
What? That's not real.
A pond.
It's a pool.
That's a pond. If it's an ice rink in the winter and a swimming pool in the summer, that's a pond.
Well, we went swimming in it.
maybe a leak if it's big enough.
I didn't, because someone at my school lost their toenail and it was like in the water floating, and I wouldn't go back in.
That's all it took.
Well, I'm not a toenail.
No, I wouldn't have got any
blood.
Before
you
the
need to get to you need to get into some Hackney baths.
A whole toenail.
A toenail shut down the pool in Kingston.
What do you think the toenail would do?
It was floating in my face. I didn't like it. I felt sick.
So you never ever went in the pool again?
Not until I couldn't do ice skating either, so I just didn't go there. I went to the sand pit instead.
The sand pit.
Much
better. Sad bit. What? I don't know why.
How
that's
old
so
were you?
Like 15? No, I wasn't.
First I imagined you at about like 17, hanging out, you know what I mean, on the ice rink. Oh, I can't skate like the other kids. And then, I'm just going to go hang out by the sand pit.
I was like eight or something.
The fuck?
Your school had a swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah.
My school had a swimming pool. Well, my secondary school did.
But then it got closed down because it was dirty, so they had to close it.
Sand pit ever get closed down?
There was a wet and dry one as well.
A wet sand pit.
You used to love a good sand pit. You had a wet and dry sand pit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Wet and dry sandpaper? Is it like?
I remember that in first school. We used to do Magic-E, then go down the sandpit.
I remember Magic-E.
What's Magic-E?
It was a program.
No, I did a few Magic-E's when I was younger. I didn't.
What was Magic-E?
It was
an educational program.
Yeah.
It was about a Magic-E.
Magic-E, yeah. Which
I remember like through the keyhole or whatever.
They didn't have that on in your school, did they? Through the keyhole?
Not through the dragon's eye.
Through the dragon's eye.
Jesus.
What's that?
That's nostalgia.
I don't know.
That was another educational program, and I think it involved a dragon. But
I can't even remember what it involved. I just remember.
There was some psychedelic shit on Magic E and Through the Dragon's Eye.
Do you remember El Numero?
Did you have the man that used to bring around the tarantulas as well, Goldie the tarantula?
No, we used to have a guy, someone who came around with a giraffe, like a puppet giraffe.
Oh no!
And used to go sit in this van and watch a TV about this, like, giraffe shopping and rare, and it would, like... Yeah. And then at the end, like, a flap in the wall would come out, and this, like, hand puppet of a giraffe would come out, and you'd talk to it.
Was it the whole class in the van?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Not one-on-one
sessions.
Was the van moving whilst the giraffe came out?
No. It'd just park on, like, the school field, and then...
Sounds like such a bookie operation.
Why not just in the school? Why
did you look? We couldn't go gold mining or swimming and shit.
So instead, a nonce came to your school.
We used to have the man. Do you not remember when you have to go and like touch the tarantula, Goldie?
It was. Why are you doing that?
You have to do that in a dark room behind a flap. Put your hand in it.
Touch the tarantula. That's a euphemism, isn't it?
It was called Goldie, and it was in Bond films. Apparently, it was quite famous.
Was it in a dark room?
No, it was in the assembly hall. And then we have to each go up and touch the tarantula.
Did a man have it in a covered box? Put your hand in there and feel my chin. Feel that. Why is it tarantula?
And that's why Natalie's resorted to always associating that hand movement. Who associates touching a tarantula with that hand movement? Who in the history of touching tarantulas has ever made it look like they're stroking something on some... Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway, whilst on the subject of penis and insects, did you know earwigs have huge penises? And they actually have a backup one in case one of them gets damaged during sex.
Shout out to earwigs. Yeah. That's nice.
Serious?
Yeah. Wow. Earwigs are like known for being well endowed, apparently.
What if the backup one fails or comes off or whatever?
You're fucked.
Yeah,
you're fucked.
Or not.
Well,
yeah. I don't know if it's like a spare tyre. You know what I mean? Like, I've got the space saver, don't worry about
Maybe
it.
It just
it's not as big and I can't go as fast. But.
Continuously grow spare dicks.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe. That would be useful, wouldn't it?
No, but then you would need two.
Would you like two if you could?
I'd like a backup dick.
Yeah, because you need to put the other one on while your other one grows back, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Or no, maybe you just get two in life, because that's still a damn sight better than just having one in life.
Because I've
we don't get a,
where
we
would,
don't
where would you put the other one?
It'd probably just be on my hip.
Yeah, I'd
pull it out.
Yeah, I'd be quick release, like a gun. Oh shit, my dick's falling off. Let me just put the backup one on.
Holster.
Got to charge it. It'll be charging. USB.
I'd have it as like an extra finger.
Oh,
that means so then like
that's a good point.
Does it come with balls as well? Is it just
does it come with balls?
Is it just the penis?
You have to pay extra for the balls.
You got
to
upgrade.
Yeah.
So then you could actually just go for ages, keep recharging your dicks.
Yeah.
And balls.
Harley's mad middle class, so Harley would definitely get the version with balls. Harley would get spare balls.
Harley'd go out and get specialised balls.
Custom made balls.
Why?
Two different ones, or two different designers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Just different Golo Kantis.
Yeah.
So
you can get the leopard print balls. That would be nice. That'd be nice and for your saucy days.
You'd have a little case for him, innit? Harley would have a little case for his balls, innit?
Yeah.
Personalised case. You know, like when you get the in-ear monitor.
Yeah.
When I first got my in-ear monitor, like for music and that, I thought I'd made it. I got it personalised and stuff. You definitely get your name on your testicles and a little. Personalised case.
Why I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you?
No.
I think if they were in a case though, so they wouldn't be attached to you. But if you touched them, would you still feel it? Or they have to
That's
only,
a good point.
Only no,
you got to plug them in.
You got to plug them into you, right? Yeah. Okay,
see, that's why I'd have it as like an extra finger,
right?
And because dinner that way, dinner when you've got some. Dinner on your hands and you can just lick your fingers. That would be an absolute wild day out. That one, you know what I mean?
What, and then you accidentally lick your penis on your finger.
Yeah, like because I've always said if I ever damaged my penis, couldn't use it again. I'd have the nerve ends transferred into my fingers.
But so you
could just be like still like yeah. That's
imagine you could do that.
Would that mean that you wouldn't want to have sex with anyone because you could just make yourself?
No, because I'd just have to finger instead. But all my nerve endings would be
finger
my fingers.
Yourself.
So it'd feel like you're having sex, but I can't get my head around that.
What so I could be like smoking a zoo,
whatever,
and fingering at the same time.
But yourself or someone else?
Myself or someone else? It depends what kind of day I'm looking for.
It could
for.
Be anything. You could make a device to
just
finger.
Smoking the zoo, playing with your bum.
I do that anyway, so.
For fuck's sake.
We should go to a song, because
I
guess
we should.
Yeah, gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. On a hype to me, I'm on a hype right back.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. Mm. You're not a vet like that.
No.
You can't pull up on a set like that.
No.
Might check, yeah, I cut checks like that.
Yeah.
Spud me now, we ain't blessed like that. Man, get me vexed like that. Didn't wanna smoke, got stressed like that.
Yeah.
Meds like that, get obsessed like that. Everything Irie and blessed like that.
Yes.
Oh, chipmunk, how you shine like that?
How?
Come true, have your time twice like that.
Yeah.
Gal on my Ericsson, gal on my Nokia. Still got girls on my line like that. Sometimes I write technical bars, I'm still nice when I online like that.
Yeah.
Vibes ain't stepping on mine like that.
No.
Nice in the field, I'm a mind like that. Yeah, it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a shit like that.
No.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a shit like that. On a hype to me, I'm on a hype right back.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a shit like that.
No.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a shit like that.
Mm.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. When it gets like that, I go get like that. When I'm in the lab like Dex like that. Won't be a collar at your neck like that. You ain't got the tricks of the trade like that. Shit, I've been through diamonds, get made like that. Try and apply fresh my way, apply fresh my way, apply fresh right back. When I don't wanna do it, but I do it the best way out through it. Yeah, I find my way like that. Old school man know my ways like that. New school man felt my pain like that. Before them man had money and fame, don't chat shit, never got girls like that. How you met man take your girl like that? No MJ, I rock your world like that. These MCs don't scare me. If who dares wins, don't dare me. Wicked spirits can't get near me. Good guy make a bad guy wary. Bloody Mary, sweet Jesus, I've put stones, words of Christ. Put it on my life, man's life. When you put me on the mic, when it gets like that, man's nice.
Make sure, get straight to the point with every dub play, everything that gets played.
Yeah, it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that.
No.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that.
Mm.
It gets like that. No safety, 38 special like that.
Yeah.
45 on each side. When I'm in the gym, man, bench like that.
Yeah.
I tell a girl, you ain't gonna find nobody better. I get back my ex like that. I run when the odds are against me, so don't place a bet like that.
Yeah.
I'm on a whole nother level to MCs. We ain't no regular MCs. I went to the mountain with a fountain. None of you niggas don't pen like that.
None of them.
You some viral niggas. Payback I owe niggas. Don't get no bright ideas, cause I aim at light bulb niggas. Reflecting, I don't like those mirrors. My name's Justin, but I don't cry no rivers.
Fuck's sake.
Ice cold, I don't shiver. You ain't got a murderer in you. Continue, I know killers. 16 bars, but I just told you I can't end like that. There's no cards when I snap, no talk when I rap. When I sin, I red dot on anyone. body looking red eye. Headshot from the semi. Oh well, I don't give a fuck. And you can tell I don't. It's so hard to pretend an ally. Whoa.
Yeah, it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. On a hype to me, I'm on a hype right back. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Didn't wanna do it, but it gets like that. Yeah, trust me, I can't take a check like that.
Inside.
Well, well, well. From two of London's finest MCs to finest London.
Yeah! Hey.
Look at that segue. How's that for a segue, bitches? It's FUBAR Radio, and we have our very special guest in.
Okay, yeah, clap for me, please. I've arrived. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Very good. We just had mac and cheese
pizza.
Yeah,
talk to me. Talk me through the taste buds. What was it saying?
It was saying a lot. It was...
It was saying a lot.
I think it was one of those ones. It was a discovery pizza. For whoever invented it, I think they just... Some mac and cheese fell on a pizza. Nice. Like a margarita, and they thought, fuck. And then just
But did it work? It didn't work.
It works. Yeah.
Would you buy it?
Mm. I would buy it, but I'd only be able to buy it in store collection only.
Yeah. Have you like had the pizza? The chicken pizza? The KFC pizza?
No.
I'd like to. You like had the pizza? Am I dropping knowledge on you lot?
Yeah.
So the KFC have invented KFC, but it's chicken base with cheese and toppings. It's a pizza.
Oh my god, it sounds
It's only out in Europe.
I was going to say, it's not available.
It's not available here.
We don't get
nowhere out EU, innit? We don't leave. We're not part of Europe.
We'll always be part of Europe, but oh, right, not the EU.
Right, right. Well, apparently, I had it in Paris, and it's a sensation.
Is it?
Wow. It's questionable, but also
it
amazing.
Sounds
well,
mad.
I'm going to Paris in like September, so
ask for a cheetah.
That's literally
KFC,
number one.
Go to KFC and get a cheetah.
KFC.
J'adore
le pizza du poulet. Mademoiselle.
À la piscine.
In the swimming pool. Yeah.
J'adore la pizza à la piscine.
I love
pizza in the swimming pool.
Yeah. I'm emailing my agency now and asking them if they've ever had it.
Are you that bored, mate?
No, they're in Paris, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I need to know about this.
You need
a pizza. You need a
I think they're launching it there first to see if it takes off, and then they'll bring it over here. If it works.
So. I mean, I'm sure it'll be one of them ones that people try once. A lot of people will try once, but then maybe not go again.
What, a chicken pizza?
It looked great in the pictures. Google a cheetza when you got time.
I can't imagine how that could go wrong.
KFC cheetza.
Anything based on chicken is...
Mate, it's different. It's very different. It was nice, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was proper. It was weird, but nice.
All right. Well...
Yeah, look, second Googled thing.
Cheetah.
Can you see it?
That looks great.
Not for me, that.
No, you're not involved?
No. That's a ham and pineapple.
Yeah, one. Ham and pineapple cheats, though.
Wow. That looks...
No, not for me.
That looks fascinating.
Not for me.
What? Really?
I'd never order that.
You have to try it once.
I'd try it, yeah. But I don't think I'd order it.
Someone get KFC on the blower, I'll order one now.
Paris.
If someone had one, I'd obviously try it, but I wouldn't buy it over... what did KFC do?
Harley's like...
Chicken.
special, like their Zinger most
burger.
Famous Zinger.
Zinger.
Yeah.
Zinger.
I love a Zinger. I like a Zinger burger.
Harley's like a girlfriend in a restaurant on a date, innit? He wouldn't order it himself, but if someone else... Yeah, he'll eat yours, though.
Yeah, casual. It's Eeyore's.
But I also wouldn't be that pissed if I didn't try it.
Wouldn't you?
It looks amazing to
me. It does. It's fascinating. Yeah. How can you not want to try that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. You've actually pissed me off a bit.
sorry, guys. The cheetah to me is not that appealing.
Okay.
Right. Bottom of the friends list. If I see
like the heart-shaped cheetah.
The heart-shaped one looks nice.
Can you have it without pineapple? I wouldn't be.
I don't like mixing pineapple on pizza. No, it's wrong.
It is wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do the sweet and savoury in that way.
But then when you put it on a chip, it's just like Uncle Ben's.
Yeah.
Nah.
I like a bit of pineapple on a pizza.
Oh, I can't. You can't mix the two.
I agree.
So you're anti ham and pineapple.
Nah, ham
separately, pineapple separately, exactly. together. It's a mess.
Ham and mayo. Wow. How do you feel about
Ooh,
that?
Oh, I'm there with you. Yeah. I'm, yes! feeling the vibe. Oh. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the vibe.
You're liking it.
Hey, listen, I dipped my pizza in mayo and it was a different explosion right, from my
but,
tongue.
But okay. London, okay. this is the question, right? Have you ever seen a ham and mayo sandwich in a shop?
No, because come on now, we're classy. What right. shop would sell that?
Right!
And put exactly. a price on it. Thank that you. Is disrespectful that is right. to humans.
Harley had a sandwich today, yeah?
It was a ham sandwich.
It shop. Just went, this was what the sandwich was called, according to Tesco. Just ham, small print, no mayo.
You're not so looking too much into the for no them gluten, mayo part.
No, the lactose is. That's but, probably why.
But what I'm trying to say is...
for the lactose-free, the dairy-free peeps that can't have the mayo, that's why. That's
but you wouldn't why. Expect...
But does mayo have...
Yeah, mayo's egg in it. So
that's,
you
that's,
dairy.
That's, like vegan. That's a vegan dairy. Issue then.
Vegan. It's all the same.
No, it's not.
But then you're eating a ham sandwich, so you clearly don't have vegan issues.
Yeah, mayo's just... eggs.
I thought mayo was dairy.
Yeah, it is. No. Yeah, it is dairy.
Shut
thank
up, Maddie. Don't start
thank you,
with
London.
That again.
Thank don't, you.
Egg, I'm eggs dairy because eggs, I don't eat eggs.
Eggs
anyway.
Poultry.
No, eggs are eggs,
poultry.
Not dairy.
Eggs are poultry. Is
eggs
what
are
trying
eggs.
To say
poultry's meat. Poultry's meat.
Yeah.
Eggs are not meat yet because they're the abortion, not abortion. What's the
period
chickens? Yeah. So they're not.
Yeah, but they're not dairy.
That's still a type of meat to me.
Dairy is everything that comes from a cow.
But cheese is dairy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because cheese is milk. Yeah. Okay, cool.
But eggs are eggs.
I don't eat eggs. I never like them.
Eggs are just chickens' menstruation.
How can you say you don't like eggs, but you can say you want that?
What do you mean? It's two different things. That's chicken.
Yeah, but eggs are just so pink. Look at the state of that.
That is just. But
poultry is eggs, meat, or feathers.
Oh wow! So eggs are poultry.
Oh wow! Okay.
Look at all your lambs.
Fair
play.
Smashed off his phone.
He was so happy about that.
He broke my ankle in the process.
He's so happy about that.
Anyway, we've done enough chatting shit. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about you because you are like. It's been a while since I last
Jesus
actually saw you.
Christ.
You've been on this stand-up comedy scene for time.
Yes.
Always been one of the funniest girls
thank
I've
you.
Known, right?
Thank you.
But the thing is, what I didn't fucking know is that among your list of achievements are three Guinness World
Talk
Records.
Talk to me, darling! Yes! Three, you know!
What the fuck are they?
Listen, yeah?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Now, when people say Guinness World Records, it sounds amazing, but really... You just do something that no one's really done, right. And then you get one.
What are they?
So actually, to be fair, I've beaten all three. So actually, people actually attempted this, and I beat them. I was better than them in every way. So the first one was for the most bangles put on a wrist in 30 seconds.
How many? How many?
So the record to beat was like 80, and I did like 170, nice. 190.
What? Double the thing,
you do like more than one at a time.
That's right. So the person who did it before me did one at a time. Yeah. I was like, I've got big hands. Let's do this. I just picked them all up on one hand. Boom. Broke the record in one go. Then just kept on doing it.
Mad
team. But why did they go with the one at a time?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to break your record.
No, Harley. You just told
everyone how
listen,
to do it.
Listen, you know how hard it is to get Guinness to come
but
and
they
do
have
it.
To be
it's
there,
a full on
it?
Thing. Yeah. They have to be there. They have to. You can't just do it in your house and be like, I broke it and put it on Instagram. No, it's a real thing. They come, certificates. I've got three, like, actual packs.
What else?
The other one was the fastest time to make a ham and cheese sandwich blindfolded.
No mayo.
Not ham and mayo, ham and cheese.
Ham, cheese and tomato blindfolded with two people.
What?
So
me, what, two people accompanying you?
So I had, so my friend, I had my, I actually didn't do anything. My arms were behind my back. My friend was blindfolded and she put her hands through my arms and she made it and I had to tell her where everything was.
Okay.
She had to like open the cheese, pull it in, it had to be
she
done.
She was a navigator.
Yeah, so I was like, so left, up, down, bring
amazing.
It. Da, da, da.
So what was the record you had to beat that time?
It was the fastest time in 30 seconds. I can't remember what someone did, but we smashed it again, like by 10 seconds.
Sub 30 is amazing anyway.
Yeah, butter. And then open the, do you know the the burger cheeses?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to open it from them flimsy little burger cheeses.
Yeah,
put that
film
on.
Thing.
Yeah, and do all
open
that.
Open the ham.
Put that
bang.
On.
Cut tomato.
Cut it in half. Put a stick. It put pork pie stick thing. What they called?
Cocktail stick.
Put that in there.
Wait, why?
Because that's the rules. And then your hands had to like be on the table.
Who does that though? Who puts cocktail sticks
in
there? Some
just to like presentation.
Some cartoon thing. You got to put a little pickle in there as well.
Yeah, little like it was proper. So
they
were the
that.
Two.
They do that in posh restaurants.
And then the third.
The third one.
They still do that in Warner Brothers cartoons as well.
Yeah.
Do what?
The cocktail stick in the sandwich.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's what I think it's an American thing maybe. But the final one was the highest paper cup tower. Talk to me.
Oh, what, like
stacking.
How high?
proper high. I can't remember high. The measurements, so, but it was really high.
Can you talk me through some why these were your particular?
So I basically, apart from being like an amazing comedian, yeah. I also present the current version of SMTV Life. So do you remember that TV show? It's now called Scrambled. It comes on every weekend morning on ITV from 7:30 to 9:30. But we're all asleep. That's why you have not watched it. Wow. But on the show, we have this thing where we attempt Guinness World Records. I've failed more than I've got.
Oh,
so, but I have three, and I think there's four presenters. I think I've got the most out of all the presenters.
Incredible.
So,
do you have a competitive streak? Like
yes.
That?
Oh, I get vexed. Sometimes I'm like, really?
You need to look at yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
A bit like, I didn't like myself that day.
They come in with the like certificate. So Guinness are in, they've got the certificate, and it's got your name on it already. So you're like, I'm so close, I can taste it.
And then
when you don't get it, they're like, oh, well. And then you take it away from you. And it's so horrible.
Does someone from Guinness come in every week then?
Every week to do it with you. And they take their job really, their job.
I can imagine.
If I weren't doing this, I would be a Guinness World Record person. They get paid to just fly to Japan and just count people doing stuff and hand out certificates.
That's incredible. That's but a good like, job. How do you get a job?
You literally can just apply. Like just a you could, you don't need qualifications. Just be a normal human.
Just be like relatively smart.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta be good at counting. Yeah. You gotta have people skills and be good at counting.
No. Are they good people? People.
So you two kind of.
We met loads of them now.
For some reason, I just can't imagine like someone from Guinness Book of Records being like really
strict.
Charming.
No, there's some charming ones. There's some like dickhead ones.
They seem really
proper, proper strict. Yeah. We don't really have them, but I've seen them on TV, and I'm like, come on, calm down, love. It's just fun times.
They seem like they'd be really kind of pedantic.
They have to be.
Hi, I'm Colin from Guinness.
Yeah, but you have to be like that.
You're going to be making a paper tower today.
That's what I imagine.
You have 30 seconds. They got a stopwatch, and they have to see it. And like, there's rules. Like,
you can't butter them up. You know the ones.
Yeah, come in.
Do you want a cup of tea? No, I don't accept gifts.
Yeah, you got to like start with your hands on the table, your hands behind your back. Like, they're really, really anal.
They got to be really. They got to be good at multitasking, taking the time and watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. So
that's actually a contravention of Rule 19 with regards to paper cup towels.
I could do it. You could just do it.
I'm pedantic like that. I got the voice for
it. I'll take a couple trips to Japan for that.
Do you know what I mean?
I set up a little business on the side as well. I'm in Japan.
One of them was like in India doing the most people to fit in a minibus in India. Like flying out to India, watching people cram into a minibus.
People break that record every day in India, surely.
Yeah, innit? Those trains in India look mad.
There's someone who's just been stationed in India for like 5 years doing the new record every day.
Literally. Talking about performing in exotic countries, you've got an Edinburgh show coming up.
Yes,
as well.
I have. Plug. Yes, I do. It's
sick.
So funny.
Is it?
It's so good.
What's it called?
It's called London Who's Superstar brackets. It's just nobody's realised it.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Tits.
What?
Oh my god! Tits.
You got tits.
I thought you said tits.
Oh my god! You said oh my god! Tits.
Oh my god! Tits.
Right.
Imagine I said that. Oh my god! Tits.
I literally thought you said that. I do have tits.
Imagine I said that out of blue.
But you could have.
They just realised.
I got tits.
Been in here this whole time. Tits.
That's why I like women.
Did you forget, babe? The show's good. The show's the best thing I've ever done. It's amazing.
Is it?
It's gonna change my life. Remember, I said it here first.
It's a lot with our very, very, very good friend Charlie Palmer Merkel.
Yeah,
it's a lot. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Charlie's an old, very good, close friend
of
all of ours.
Yeah, Brighton crew.
Yeah,
I'm from Brighton as well.
But
we just never crossed paths because.
How old are you?
I am older than you. I think I'm 28.
What school did you go to?
Falmer High School.
Is it?
The worst.
Dead.
But it's only because I moved from London. My mum bought a hotel. We moved to Brighton.
Jeez.
And that was the only place we could get in.
London
and it
to
was
Brighton.
The worst school in Brighton. It was so bad.
Yeah, Falmer's not great.
It was the scummiest, worst school.
But in Brighton, do you know what I mean? That's like saying.
But the area that it is in, it's not terrible. Literally, like, I remember when, we could swear on the show. I remember when I first got there, I was the only black person in the whole school. And they were very much not aware of black people. And I wasn't aware of white people because I'm from South London. So I'm like, okay, this is new. And one of my friends was like, can I call you a gollywog? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. So then she was calling me Gollywog, and everyone called me Gollywog, and they came around my house, and they were like, someone rang her. It's like, yeah, I'm with Gollywog. My mum was like, you're with what?
Wow, wow.
I was like, mum, it's just a nickname for me. She was like, are you crazy?
Wow.
But I had no idea that Gollywog was offensive. And they had no idea, because their mums and dads say it freely all the time.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, I was a little Gollywog. Brighton was culturally weird. But I talk about stuff like going to school in Brighton and stuff in my show. But anyway, back to my show.
It's your debut show.
I've been a comedian since I was 20. So I won the Funny Women competition when I was 20. I'm the youngest winner. The person who won it before me was Catherine Ryan. So it's a good competition to win. But since winning it, I've literally just been on telly and doing all the stuff I want to do on TV. I didn't really have a show in me. And there's no point saying something if you've got nothing to say. I've got a lot to say now. The show is just killer. Literally, it's based on 90s TV shows. So it's a story of my life and my career, all set to 90s TV shows. We've got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in there, Blind Date, Supermarket Sweep, even Wheel of Fortune. But it's all
bang
catered to me. So instead of Wheel of Fortune, it's Wheel of Famous, and it's all the ways I tried to get famous. And one of them was I used to present Babe Station in the daytime, and I'll tell you more about that if you want. And I got the sack from presenting Babe Station in the daytime, because
Babe Station in the daytime.
In the daytime.
What's the difference in the daytime?
Yeah. Babe Station in the nighttime, it's porny. Babe Station in the daytime, it's fully clothed.
What were you doing presenting it then?
Yeah,
what does that
mean? It's like a live thing. Right. And remember back in the day when you could have text on the screen? So like you could text in the TV and I'd be like, hi, so I'm live, and if you want to flirt with me, text in, and they'd be like, oh, da-da-da, likes black girls. Oh, great stuff. Like that. And then if you wanted to like put a picture up of you, or you like was like, oh, I want to get a guy's interest, I'd be like, this is a picture. If you're interested in blondes, text her number, it's 037 at the bottom, and then they communicate through.
You were in clothes, you weren't like in a bra.
It was all very tasty.
I wish I'd known. I would have got you to promote my mixtape.
But I'm
you like rap.
That was
Justin's face comes out.
That was my first ever telly job. I was 18, £20 an hour at uni at the time. And I got the sack because I put a basically Sky Plus, you know, when you could pause TV, that had just been invented. And this guy paused the TV while I was talking and got his dick and put it next to my mouth, and then got his friend to take a picture of it and then sent it in to me. And I couldn't see because of pixels. I thought it was just a picture of me. So I was like, oh, someone sent in a cute picture of me. And I pull it up, and at 4 in the afternoon, you would have seen like a black girl screaming at a picture of a black girl with a dick in her mouth. Literally screaming. Wow. And like, you know when you're like panicking and you couldn't get, because I operated it all myself. So I couldn't like take it off. And they sat me. For that. So stories like that.
You got this up for looking like you had a dick in your mouth.
But that's not fair. It's not like you actually had a dick in your mouth.
I didn't, it's Babe Station in the daytime. True. Can't be putting up peanut on Babe Station in the daytime.
But like if they come back from the adverts, you're like, sorry.
Like it was so cringe.
Well, what's the cut? Like, is it 9 o'clock the boobs come out?
No, 11. So 11, it was so weird because they were all mums. And they all had kids, so they'd be on the phone like, mummy's at work, fuck me. Mummy's at work, no, in the washing machine, fuck me. Literally. It was such a surreal place. But I genuinely was like, I'm on TV, I don't care. And I thought that someone would see me on Sky Channel 893 and make me a star.
Whisk you away and put you on Sky One.
Basically.
Hey, I saw this great girl while I was watching Babe Station.
But it's weird that I'm a kids' telly presenter now. Because people are like, You did Babe Station in the daytime. I'm like, yeah, but you've employed me now. So what are we going to do?
No turning back.
Yeah, what are we going to do about that? But the show just has loads of stories, and it's very much audience participation. And there's a part where I'm on Trisha, and I'm telling Trisha all the racist things that have happened to me in the industry since I've been doing telly, and there are some questionable things that have happened to me. And she goes in the audience and gets like the audience reaction. So if you're in my audience, she'll put the microphone in your face. You've got to tell me what you feel about it. Some of the stuff is like, I can't wait to see what people say. And then afterwards, to like calm the tension, Ebony and Ivory plays and I hug all the white people in the audience. So just to let them know that we are one.
It's all for the banter.
So yeah, so it's a good show.
Where is your show on in Edinburgh?
It's C Venues at George Street, George Street Studio 6.
7:15
Yeah.
PM. PM, I should say.
I was going to say, I thought that was the name of the venue.
7:15 PM. And yeah, if you just Google London Hughes Edinburgh Show, it will come up. And just buy tickets and make me a star.
Tell us about the name London, because that's your real name, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. People think it's fake, but no, it's real. I hate it, though, because guys chat shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but it's funny, because going to somewhere like Brighton, they wouldn't need, they wouldn't like, all right, so a black girl called London, you'd only have to say London and people wouldn't need to go, who are you talking about?
They didn't Black London.
Yeah.
Black London. All the black people in Brighton had black before, their names. Literally.
All of them.
Literally.
Did you have that? Was that the case for you as well, Harley?
Sorry, say that again.
Did you have black before your name?
Black Harley.
No, light-skinned Harley.
Oh, skinned.
I had like, it was always black before.
So I was black, like, Justin, but black. I'm a Viking, so.
But why would they need you to be black Justin?
I know, all my friends are black.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because they didn't know a black Justin before me.
Oh, swear, you were the first. Why, yeah. Oh, that's great. Pioneer, man. Great
song. So who was referring to you as black?
Everybody.
London?
Well, to be fair, most people in Brighton were white, and yes, the odd one, like if you had the same name as someone, but everyone would just be called black if they were black. Who which? Black London. You know Black London? It's like, obviously there's only one London, but they would just say that anyway, because that's what goes before their names.
Yeah.
So
does your name have anything to do with Stevie Wonder's got a kid who's a similar age to you now, and she's called London?
Swear down.
I didn't even know that.
Stevie's got a kid! Isn't she lovely? Is her name London?
I'm sure it's
Aisha. No, it's Aisha. He says it in the song.
Is it his wife called London?
Let's do
his
this.
His partner's called London.
Who knows?
I know his manager's from London.
I mean, that's good
maybe
to know.
It's that.
But the chat, like.
it is Aisha, but maybe London's his wife's name.
He's got loads of kids, actually.
Oh, he's got his wife's name.
What was his?
He's got eight utes.
Stevie kept that quiet.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
Wait, Stevie gets about, you know.
I'm sure he was with someone called.
That's why they call him Wonder.
You know? Must be.
It's not one hit Wonder, he's Stevie Wonder.
He's not Wayne Wonder. Do you remember Wayne Wonder?
Tamika,
is that his current?
You just lied. You just made it up.
Hey, I got facts.
The thing is, it's all the funny, like.
Third wife is Tamika.
Oh, there we go. Third wife?
No.
There's no London involved.
I'm going to Google wife London. Let's see what happens.
That, I mean, you'll get a London, a wife from London.
You'll get some London dates, maybe. He's playing Hammersmith Apollo soon.
You dreamt that, man.
I probably did. Oh. I know someone's,
whatever. That's a pointless 5 minutes.
That was great. Yeah, I've learned stuff, though.
Yeah, well, that he hasn't got a wife called London.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. So that was a pub quiz. Yeah, we would ace that.
We know that now.
What's the name of the, what
name
doesn't the name of Stephen Wonder's wife?
We're looking for a very specific answer here. Very specific.
Capital city of the UK.
Yeah.
And Stevie was not married to her.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, oh.
Blackpool, what? I don't know.
Barnsley. That's Brighton, Blackpool.
Barnsley. It's Barnsley.
Oh, I thought you meant as in Blackpool, and like the joke we were making.
Paul? No.
Like Black London, like
no,
Blackpool.
No. Oh, no. She said Blackpool.
Like the place with the rock.
What?
But with the names, guys always chat shit with chat up lines, and they always try and incorporate it. And it's always been done before. Like, you can't.
Your,
be like,
your name's London. I am in you.
Basically, all that. Yeah. But the best one was like, London, let me see your shepherd's bush. I was like, hey.
Yeah, so you just went and all you got to do is find a shepherd.
That's smart.
And all you got to do is go and find a shepherd that's willing to show the person their pubic hair.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend, I pulled her with a witty chat up line.
What was it?
Her name's Shade.
Shade is a cool ass name.
And I just said to her, it might not be summer, but there's some shade I'd like to be in. One, straight over. 2 years.
How long have you been together? 2 years?
We're not together anymore.
Oh, awkward.
So I stopped pulling them bars out, you know what I mean?
After a while. Cool. Yeah. You were with Shade. Shade is a cool. Shade.
She's a cool person. I'll hook you up. You can hang out.
Is her name Sinead or just Shade?
Oh, yeah, she's Sinead, but they like Shade. Shade.
Yeah, he was just getting it wrong for 2 years.
No, but I'm saying that.
It's Sinead.
It's actually Sinead.
Might have been short for Sinead.
No. Because basically, Burt Reynolds had a TV show called Evening Shade.
Yeah, he did.
And it was her dad's favourite show. And so her dad just called her Shade.
Famous actor.
Oh, okay.
Not Burt Reynolds.
Old guy. Dead guy.
Not dead.
He's had some work, but
country and western. Not country and western. Westerns.
Action kind of cop stuff.
Yeah. I like him.
Smokey and the Bandit.
And she looks just like him. So
I can see your type. It's good to know. It's good to know for future reference.
So have you heard any chat up lines sort of referring to your name that you has anyone come out of anything really new?
Shepherd's Bush was the newest. Everything is just London. What's your last name? England. Oh, I want to spend one night in London.
I've been in London's underground system.
Oh, hey, new one. Ooh. Great stuff.
When any of these have any of these worked for you, London?
Do you know what? Yes, they have.
The Shepherd's Bush.
Listen, do you know what it is? When I come off stage, I like mood piece, male group piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get them. So, yeah. You know, give them time of day, get me a drink. How scared would you be
if you slept with one of them male groupies and he convinced you that he had an STI after leaving by just going, ha, London's burning. And then just shutting the door behind him. Getting in his Uber.
Hey, listen, I'm not having sex again after that. let's just call that a day now.
And he probably sang the song in a really creepy way. London's burning.
You need to start. London's burning.
Bear
the stuff
creepy.
Of horror films.
Very, very creepy.
Yeah, no.
Do awkward. We have a game for London? Because we always have games
and
stuff.
We do. I love my game.
We've got a game, yeah. We can do a game. Sure.
Matty.
Do you want a moment? Should we put a song on to prepare once we get ready for the game?
I think that's...
Okay, let's do that.
Hey, yo, sweetie. You're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city? Soaking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
On how you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper, that's what I'm about.
My man buys me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route.
Don't you know you have to respect me?
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
You have to mind me with your DJ money.
Boom, bat in my pockets, getting fatter. I wanna turn you on and excite you. Let me know the spot on your body and I'll bite you. So when your man don't treat you like it used to, I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve him.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives.
I
told you I'd treat you right.
I got a man.
Come on, I ain't no future in front.
I'm not.
It's
Fubar Radio. We got London Hughes in the house.
Hi.
We've been talking about her forthcoming Edinburgh Fringe show.
Yep.
We've been talking about the reason her name is London.
Yep.
The pros and cons to being called London.
Yep.
The many world records that
three.
She holds.
The three.
Well, that's the funny three. That you mentioned the world records. That brings us on nicely to the game.
Oh, it does. Unwittingly, I segue.
Let's play a game. So, London Hughes, you have got three. That's three Guinness World Records.
Yeah. One, two, three.
That's it. So we thought we'd have a look at some other world records here. And you just have to tell me if they're real or fake. So let's play a little game of... And you're a record
breaker, record maker. Michael, Harley and Reese.
That's the record being smashed there. Okay, so I'm going to read out seven world records, but are they real or are they fake? You need to let me know. Okay, number one, the fastest marathon run in full scuba gear. Is that a world record or is that not a world record?
That's a world record.
No, write it down.
Sorry. London Hughes.
Don't worry though.
It's a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Pop quiz.
All right.
Okay, everyone got something for that? Okay, number two, the longest game of leapfrog played while on fire.
I feel like that one's like too unrealistic to not be true.
May not be the Guinness World Records trial kinds
I'm
of
saying
things,
too unrealistic not to be true.
Yeah, the world.
Like, who thought of that?
Yeah
exactly.
That was definitely an American frat boy that thought of that world record, didn't it? Hey, dudes. Hey, no one's really beating the leapfrog record, but we should do it while we're on fire.
They just had a keg or something, and they were like, let's try this,
terrible.
Dude. Okay, number three, the longest conga line on ice skates. Is that real or is that false?
That's definitely real. I think I was involved in that.
Okay. Number four, most cans opened by a parrot in 1 minute. Is that real or fake?
I've just got the imagery and it's tickling me, really.
Are any of these tickling your fancy? You're like, I'm going to try one of
these. I mean, the parrot one, defo. Need to get me a parrot. But yeah,
a loyal one.
Number five, longest bath taken in peanut butter. Is that real or is that false? Okay. Number six, the most spoons placed on a face. Okay. And number seven, the most sexual innuendos in a potato-themed rap song. Is that real or is that fake? Write it down.
I mean, what kind of foolishness?
Okay, have everyone got everything? Does anyone need to?
Yeah.
Let's go for some. Okay, so number one, is this a real record breaker or false? The fastest marathon run in full scuba gear.
I got real.
Fake.
Okay. I said real.
Point there for Reese. That is entirely fake. Doesn't exist. Okay, number two, the longest game of leapfrog played while on fire.
Fake.
I said fake.
It's
obviously yes. Did everyone say fake? You said fake as well.
Oh, that was all right. I got one point.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Yes.
The longest conga line on ice skates, was that real or false?
Definitely. I said real.
Real.
Yeah.
Everyone had real. Okay, that is true. And that was actually held by Sunny Oswego, which is Kayla, who is our intern, her hometown in America.
Uh-huh.
593 people in March 2017, actually. This year. March this
Fair
year.
Fair play. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's
great. Well done, Kayla. I don't think she was involved in it, but it's in our hometown, so she's representing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four, most cans opened by a parrot in 1 minute.
I said that was true.
I said fake.
I said no.
You're not allowed to use
no.
that anymore.
I said
true.
Go on, London. She's got a point there.
Yeah!
Well, that's true.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real. Not, I thought I didn't think you were allowed to do stuff with animals.
Well, yeah, it was
you
held.
Can do so much stuff with animals.
You can do a lot of animals. This was held by Zach the Macaw. Wow. Zach the Macaw took it home.
Old
he opened 35 cans in a minute in the United States in January 2012.
Wait, what? How many?
35 in a minute. This is a parrot. No, it's a macaw. Well, Zach the macaw, but yeah. That's a lot, you know. You couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
Exactly.
I couldn't do that with my actual human fingers.
You couldn't open 35 cans in 1 minute.
Not with my feet. Not with these nails.
Yeah, that's true. That's
with a parrot, like the bird, a parrot.
Yeah, so the beak, obviously, is really it's easy for it to go.
But like, you know, like there's you can do the furthest distance travelled by horse.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has to be various different horses because they're not allowed to use horses.
This is just horses. Zach's got this.
But, so they just.
It's only a minute.
Yeah.
Remember, it's just a minute.
But look how small
Zach might
is.
Like it though.
Yeah. All right. Well, number five, longest bath taken in peanut butter, fake or
I
real?
I was not sure. I said real.
Fake. I said fake. No.
Fake. You said fake, Reese. What did you say?
Fake.
Okay. 3 points. No points for London because it was fake.
Ugh.
But okay. Most spoons on face.
Real.
Yes.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was Jalibor Jabalavnovlik from Serbia. He got 31 spoons on his face in September 2013.
I attempted it and I got three.
Oh.
31.
Yeah.
Finally, the most sexual innuendos in a potato-themed rap song. Is that real?
That's real, man. That's got to be real.
I said not real.
All
right, well... Michael and Reese gets a point.
Yes. But
and,
it wasn't fair because I did look at this earlier.
Well, that's why. Okay, but let's have a little listen.
So you got to take a point off then,
surely. I
want to
hear this song.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Look to what earlier?
We're about to hear the song.
Potato, I'm not trying to date you. Just want to put you in the oven so I can bake you. Hey, you, turn up the oven. I'm trying to make you into something yummy, yo. I can't wait to taste you. Beep goes the timer. Oh, shoot, you're done. Strip off your foil so I can get some. Stick in my thumb. Your temperature feels right. You're steaming and I'm getting a mouthful tonight. I spread you open. Cover you in butter. Lick your bacon bits, you're about to get smothered. With my sour cream, it explodes out the bottle. Somebody stop this load, it's coming out at full throttle. Splat! You're making me get fat. You're gonna get forked, as a matter of fact. Penetrate you with my quad rod. I'm gonna eat you. But first you're getting mashed. I'm gonna beat you. Oh. Yeah, your skin in my embrace. Get off that plate and onto my face. I'm chomping on you. You taste delicious, but you need mashed more. So I stick my fist in. Listen, oh, nice. I'm chewing you up. Watch it all go down my throat. That's right, I swallow. I've almost completed. I'm almost done. So I pick up the plate and finish you with my tongue.
I love that.
I counted like four.
He's actually going to get like PRS for that. He's
going to
get paid for that.
What, sexual innuendos?
There were 31 in there. That's Billy. That's Billy Disney.
Sorry, that's Billy bullshit.
I'm not having peel off your foil. So
I'm not having smother you.
When have you ever got someone back to your husband like, yo, babes, take your foil off.
Exactly.
Yeah? I've got zero.
And then I'm going to beat you. When did everyone, apart from Reese's sexual partners, take that as a sexual innuendo?
Remember back in the day, be like, did you get beat?
Yeah,
that used to mean sex.
They still heavily say that.
Yeah, people still say that, but like as far as like widely recognized innuendos go,
maybe in America,
smothered,
I gotta beat
chomping you.
They're
not innuendos.
Well, Guinness said yes, and Billy Disney of America.
Well, Guinness don't know.
I'm gonna do.
Oh, you lot,
one.
Just do that. One. Redo that one so that Billy you just gets.
I could break that record. Freestyle.
Yeah, in it.
Nah, if you get, can we all make up our own record to break and can you get them in?
Yeah,
like how many? Like tissues? I can
think about it. Let me know. Think about one.
What am I asked with?
He was quite potty because his surname's Disney. That wasn't very Disney,
yeah,
was it?
It really wasn't.
I'm going to break that record just to be spiteful because I think that was shit.
Yes. Okay.
Although Disney does mean Nani though.
Oh. Really?
It means your pussy.
Oh, does it?
Your vagin.
You're Disney. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's slang in America.
Really?
Fair. Nicki Minaj uses it all the time.
Disney.
Mm-hmm.
She's not just a massive cartoon fan.
No, she's talking about something else.
Maybe she'll let Aladdin then.
Hey! Very nice. Mm. I think we got time for one quick hump day help.
Oh yeah.
With London.
Thought we were going to carry on with having sex with Nicki Minaj related puns.
Yes, continue. Guinness aren't here for that yet. Wait till they come in.
Oh yeah, you not just do that.
Yeah.
All right. So we on our show we get some weird and wonderful queries from our listeners.
Nice.
Can you stick around and help us with one?
Of course I can.
We're hump day helpers. Basically.
I will be a hump day helper.
Thank you. We have refreshments. We have minstrels and we have Maltesers.
Okay, I'm Dan.
It's from Elise. All right.
Hello, Elise.
I woke up the other day to my boyfriend trying to put his dick in my ear.
Oh my god.
What?
Literally. No, but I can relate.
Trying to what?
Have you got a message like this saved in your drafts?
Not even boy like not carry
even,
on.
Not
carry
even
on
boys
the story.
Are gonna say.
No, not a boyfriend, but guys. Recently this happened to me. Recently.
Really?
Recently.
Yeah.
Carry on with this with the thing, please. Cause the struggle is real for women, I swear to God.
Pick it up, Harley.
Carry on, Harley.
As soon as I woke up, he looked really embarrassed.
Wait, let me
start from the beginning. Can we have a reload? Wheel it up.
It's just so dumb.
No,
I woke up the other day to my boyfriend
trying to put his dick in my ear.
In my ear.
As soon as I woke up, he looked really embarrassed and stopped. It's been almost 4 days now, and we still haven't spoken about it. I'm fucking weirded out about this, but he's a great boyfriend otherwise. Do I ask him about it?
Yes! Yeah. You do! Sure. You definitely do.
Yo, Carl, that's the one time you woke up. Imagine what he's been doing when you've been asleep.
When you were sleeping, where else was he putting it? In the joint between your arm and your elbow, underneath, behind your knees?
No, not behind the knee, that's
behind
the weirdest.
Behind the knees.
No, in all honesty, that would be less weird than the ear.
Why is the knee weird?
Well, the thing is, what I find really bizarre is that he looked really embarrassed. It's like, how is she not going to wake up?
if you're
no, like, but he must have done it so many times before where she didn't wake up that he just genuinely weren't expecting it.
What's did my you G, in your you experience? Even fully
put that's
your
why. It was
did
just
you
a flashback.
Speak about it?
Yes, I.
What
yes.
was their reasoning for it?
He wasn't trying to pull it in my ear, but he. I woke up to him slapping it around my face, and he was just like. Back. I was just like, I usually, I'm after, it was like a date,
yeah.
and like, we did stuff, I'm amazing at it. And the next morning, he was just wanting more, so he woke me up with it. And I was like, I'm used to being woken up with like, you know, croissants, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, not a willy in my face. And I was so degrading, and he was just like, oh, please, 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 you know, like, beggy, and I was just like,
it's not attractive
it's
in
really
any way,
not.
Is it? No.
And he's a grown-ass man, and he did that, and I was just like, why? No, but like, no, because he could have been a bubby, he could have been like, in his 20s, like, he was over 30, he needs to stop.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? And so I can so relate. And if that was my boyfriend, we'd have to have real words.
Can I just say,
it wasn't his ear.
I'm in my 20s and I've never, ever
good.
Woke someone up by slapping them
good.
In the face.
But to be fair, you haven't,
still
you
young
haven't experienced
I mean, I've never spent a night
life.
With a girl yet. But
to be fair, I am pretty special. I can understand why he did it. I'm very, very
has
good.
Has anyone else yet put a dick in the ear?
I have not.
No. Ever wanted to? Ever thought about it? No. Anyone? No?
What? Put my dick in someone's ear?
Or wanted to? Or thought about it?
I can't
it,
get
or...
my dick in someone's ear.
If you
it's not going to... No, but that's not even like a brag. How far are you going to get your dick in someone's ear?
You could definitely get your dick in my ear.
Should we get a Guinness
World
Record?
I think it's more just like rubbing like... Rubbing like the
in
ear,
that first
just
part,
like this, yeah, putting just
the
putting it there.
But you know what it is? I think it's the texture. Maybe I'm just speaking for men here. Maybe it feels nice rubbing around the fibula. Is that what it
do you
is?
Know? It feels really nice
what?
Putting your dick in a vagina.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Is there a fibula?
That is like a proven.
No idea.
That's a bone in your shin.
Fibula.
Your fibula.
What's in your ear? Tibula.
No, that's also tibia and fibula.
What's
the bones
one?
In your shin. The two
what's
bones
it?
In
all
your
right,
shin.
All right, Mr. Stevie Wonder's baby mother. Right. Let's tell me what the ear
there's
one
three
is.
Three small bones
cochleas.
In your ear.
Cochleas.
Yeah, there's no. some.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what
some,
I meant.
Yeah.
Cochlea.
Malleus, incus, and stapes.
Oh, right,
apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, none
cochlea.
Of them.
They sound like songwriters.
Wow. So yeah, maybe it's men. Is it the texture? Is that why would he do
nah,
that?
I've never done it.
Speak for your species. Why would a guy want to do that?
It's not all of us. Don't tie us all in with the same.
I will do that.
I hate to break it to you as well, but you're part of the same species.
No, no, no. You're the men's species.
We started off as women.
Nah. Oh yeah, you did actually.
Yeah,
all men
why
had
we
visions.
Have nipples.
And we've got worse.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I've never put my dick in someone's ear.
I'm really happy about that.
And I don't appreciate.
To be honest, isn't that like it's not the ear didn't consent, so that's secretly.
Yeah, that is actually. I will say, if you do try to put your dick in someone's ear when they're asleep, they haven't consented. So
yeah,
that is
still
ear
sexual,
ear rape.
It's still
ear
sexual rape. Harassment. Some
yeah.
sort of
she
yeah,
could
yeah,
actually at least
assault.
Like you love him, so yes, don't do that. But you
just
could,
him, yeah,
you could go to police about that.
Not to do that. So I swear in. Have you seen that advert about you know
with the boobs talking?
Yeah, but then isn't there ears in that one as well?
No. Yes, there's an ear on the bus.
Yeah, the
randomly.
Yeah,
there is.
What?
So
what?
You know we know.
Boobs talking.
You know the advert
yeah.
about about
dream.
Rape for
carry
men
on.
Because guys don't know some
about
guys
consent.
Don't know what consent is.
Yeah.
So it's got like body,
parts,
body parts talking
yeah.
and saying it's not consent, it's rape. That's literally the catchphrase.
Right. And the scene on
ear,
the bus is two
there's
ears.
There's an ear on the bus mm. going. So that's where he got the idea from.
That's it.
Is this a
he
new
he thinks
advert,
that the ears don't
advert.
Want dicks in them, so he's being a
right.
And also, she should get him an ear dildo.
Oh, maybe that's not.
Just do that. Give
yeah.
him
oh,
the ear
yeah.
dildo.
I bet they have
knock
them
yourself
in Japan.
Out. I know yeah. they have ear dildos.
I'm assuming he's done this before.
Why do
this
you know
is his
this?
First time.
Because they must have ear dildos.
Yeah.
They have to have ear dildos.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere in the world, there's a guy. I dated a guy that once loved my feet. So
yeah,
him seeing my
fetish,
feet
yeah.
was like him seeing boobs. And it was just like, he always bought me shoes. I loved him.
Well, there will be ear porn somewhere as well. I bet you.
Yeah.
There's going to be that for everything. There
everyone,
will be
different
porn.
Strokes are different
folks. That's a piece line of work. Reese, you could go down.
What?
Ear porn.
I do have
some
incredibly
phenomenal
sexy
ear.
Ears.
You'd
phenomenal
be like,
ears.
You'd be like the Lexington Steel.
There's some ear porn straight away. Ear
did
porn.
You type in ear
yeah.
porn?
Yeah.
You better clear that history, babes. Please, I beg you.
Pornhub, there we go.
Oh, God.
There is. There are people putting dicks in ears.
No,
be careful, don't get hearing aids.
Oh my God.
Are you always like this on it? Or
yeah.
Just because I'm here? Well done.
I'm quite intrigued by
I don't
what
really when I watch the whole thing.
Is this real or is it CGI?
Yeah, it's real. It's porn.
Right.
It's your favourite.
Like, he's pulling up a nostril. Trying to put
he's
it up
he's not going to be able to, is there?
No.
Not that quite
that's
small.
Not going to fit.
She doesn't mind.
This is pointless.
She doesn't mind.
Putting it in the nostril, okay. She's got quite big nostrils.
She doesn't mind because she's getting paid more than him.
I hope she is.
That's the only career where women get paid more than men.
See, traditional now in the mouth.
Okay. See, that buggy.
In the nose.
He tried to put it in the mouth to like lubricate so it got up the nose.
Right, he's going to go for the
it's
ears.
It's not going to fit.
That's never fitting up the nose.
It's definitely, but he's not giving up.
That wouldn't fit like Daniela Westbrook's nose.
Hey.
Now he's hitting her on her nose with his penis.
See, yeah.
She's now trying to put it up in her nose. In
Why
her
is
nose.
She trying to? Don't force it. It's got to come naturally.
Yeah, I don't think here it is. I think there's no coming in this. it's in the ear.
It's in the ear now.
Come here.
It's in. It's
why
in.
Is he so vicious with
the
it?
Tips in, the tips in.
Be careful with it. Why is he so vicious with it? Oh.
Okay. It's a Q-tip.
Yeah, like he's,
she's fully like.
And why is he trying to
pulling back her hair?
Don't entertain
from
it.
The armpit now. Is it?
Don't this entertain it.
This is even a professional thing. Look.
No, but it's
this, yeah, this is amateur.
Is she making noises? Is she like groaning?
How many views is this?
I know. Let's read the comments.
Yeah, the comments.
It's got 170,000 views.
Yeah. Go down to the comments. Let's see what people are saying.
So this is what Meg and that one guy did
from Family Guy. It's like
horny girl, big flaring nostril.
So limp.
So limp. That's such
who's
a short.
Who's Sean Raven? I don't know who that is. It didn't fit. It's very blunt. Well,
to be fair, he is not erected, so you can't be that fine.
So get back to Elise, though. She should probably talk to her boyfriend.
Talk to your boyfriend, mate. We'll show him that clip on Pornhub. Either way, he's going to get satisfied.
Yeah.
Well.
That's good help.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
Yeah, mate.
You stayed for...
Did I overstay my welcome?
No, we're so happy that you
can
come.
Can you be here next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, we've actually got 2 more minutes, so have we got like a really quick one that we could get into?
Oh, maybe a super quick one, Abby, maybe.
We've got like 5 minutes.
No, we've got 2 minutes because we're up.
2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Right, how do I send casual sex vibes rather than a...
Relationship vibes over WhatsApp.
Nudes, isn't it?
How do I send
casual... Oh, it's from Rory.
Rory still can't he?
How do I send casual sex vibes rather than I want a relationship vibes over
Facebook?
One little thing. Ooh. Aubergine emoji. Done. Yeah.
Okay.
That dries up every woman's vagina. And she'll know that you're not a serious guy and you're just in it for one thing.
Do any of you do that here, by the way?
No, never.
What, send aubergine emoji?
Yeah. Aubergine emoji or a dick pic. That's it. That's all you need to do, and you're done.
Yeah,
it's done.
I feel like you've had it all.
Mate, guys are just disgusting.
The thing is that we're really nice guys.
Yeah. That's good.
Did you see how I just pointed at Justin anyway?
Yeah. I went like
we're
this.
Really nice That's guys. Good.
I did this. No. I went round like that.
No, but it's good. I've met lovely guys in my life, but there are some weird guys out there.
But I've met weird girls in my life.
Oh my God, I met crazy weird girls. Girls are crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had an experience the other night, but...
Yeah, let's save that.
Yeah, let's
save that one. So let's save that one for there, I think. Well, that is the end of the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
We are Payne and Sylvester Incorporated plus Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda. We've just enjoyed London Hughes' company. We'll be back next week, 4 till 6 p.m. Next up, it's Hannah Wynn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, then say no more, G.
Bye.
Ciao.
Jay
Fresh. Jay Fresh.
Step out. Summertime fresh, I'm a summertime crest. Walking, clocking, back's in a summertime dress. Now watch me finesse, now don't say nothing.
Say nothing.
Put your number in my phone, don't worry about your man. He can't walk a day, and my kicks come roll with a G. Show you how a real man steps. Flexing, posing, red stripe on my right hand, big bum cheek on my left. Roll out with a top down to the sound of Boogie Town, check the man damn in the end. Barrel on smoke, and a grade on mad loud. Pineapple plane in the background. Sounding my fresh, always sounding my fresh.
Nothing more, nothing less. Got something for the pain and your stress. Make you feel it in your chest. Spending my whole paycheck.
It's only rank for the summertime vibes. To have your gloss full to the top. Cause I ain't got the refills on deck. Mad vibes, enough yell, enough juice. Nothing more, nothing less. Got something for the pain and your stress. Make you feel it in your chest. Spending my whole paycheck. It's only rank for the summertime vibes. To have your gloss full to the top. Cause I ain't got the refills on deck. I got the refills on deck. I got the refills on deck. I got the refills on deck. Cause I got the refills on deck. I got the refills on deck.
Mad vibes, enough young.
I got the refills on deck.
Mad vibes, enough young.
Cause I got the refills on deck. I got the refills on deck.
Let me get greased on the rhythm for a second. Riders wanna threaten my session. No, look, on man, I'm a veteran. Pull out whatever you're possessing. Every rider in the room will leave you in a surgical dress for addressing these negative vibes in my session. So drop your idiot attitude. Take a drink, take a tote, get high without a shoe. Then fly away. Can't fly now. Grab a painting and wind now. Skank out. Be who you wanna be. Feel free to be free. Get loose. Free your mind of the BS and free your mind of the stress. Cause with these summertime vibes, everything is gonna be blessed.
Nothing more, nothing less. Got something for the pain and your stress. Make you feel it in your chest. Spending my whole paycheck. It's only right for the summertime vibes to have your glass full to the top. Cause I ain't got the reefer from deck. I got the reefer from deck. Mad vibes, enough girl, enough juice. Nothing more, nothing less. Got something for the pain and your stress. Make you feel it in your chest. Spending my whole paycheck. It's only right for the summertime vibes to have your glass full to the top. Cause I got the reefer from deck. I got the reefer from deck. I got the reefers on deck. I got the reefers.